you believe in click it or tick it?
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
Only enemies on this enemy cast edition of Click It or Tick It. I'm Pete Tina.
I'm Glenn Marshall. You guys have you've caught up with us in the middle of a double sleepover. Our dad just came in and yelled at us to be quiet. So we're going to pretend to be asleep for a little while and then go back to being really loud again. And then he's going to come back in and yell at us. It's a great cycle.
To be fair, I was really relieved when your dad came in because I was starting to get scared because I thought like the lights were out.
I said our dad. So, like, our collective dad, like, all of them came.
Yeah, so we always live there? I don't know.
You have one night.
They all came here. Are we living with our parents? I was operating under the impression that we're, like, adults, and our dads still come in, all of them, and tell us to go to bed. Ryan, okay. Is there any reason for Randy Newman to still be deafening?
Is this
Can you get to the bottom of that little mystery?
Yeah, I don't know. I
kind of went into this weird trance state where I was just listening to Randy Newman.
I hope what's in our headphones isn't what is going to come out to our listeners on this.
That would make more sense, I suppose.
Yeah, there we go. Now we can have a podcast.
Okay.
Ryan, we still don't need to hear it like twinkling.
Can I go one fucking day of my life without Randy Newman yelling at me all fucking
day? All I'm saying is when it ends, and then I don't want to hear it anymore. It's like you can tell that we're trying to talk, and you just like keep blaring the Randy Newman.
Ryan,
I'm not
going
to give you a mic to explain
Newman.
Yourself, but like we're done.
Special Oscar edition cast.
Yeah, we were watching the Academy Awards briefly before this. Anne Hathaway won, and every chick in the world is excited about this. Every chick. Every little girl. Every girl of age.
Yeah, I mean,
the reason I'm riffing on this is because I've noticed that like every girl I've met is like, if Anne Hathaway wins,
who do they want to win instead?
No, they're just threatened by her. Everyone else is like some old broad. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like,
oh no,
this grizzled
her.
Clam. Like, I'm not threatened at all. Like, no one is interested in her sexually anyway. Anne Hathaway, on the other hand,
it'd be fun to go back in time and do the like other similar things. Like, were people really pissed when like Reese Witherspoon won for Walk the Line? Were people like, were girls upset? I don't know.
Dude, she has like the calcified growths on her
the
forehead.
The horn theory. The horn theory.
It's so weird.
Yeah, I think we've touched upon this in the past.
But I can't get past
two
it. It's all I think of.
And we brought it up another time, just like as Nick's horn.
Time well spent.
It's pretty valid.
To get to the bottom of this urban myth.
How does no one care? They all think she's like really hot.
Is this another one of
for
your celebrity phrenology based
yes.
Like the conspiracy theories?
She has the mongoloid brow that is terrifying
it's
to
like
me.
It's like those parts in your skull.
Her symmetry,
you know,
just is not
you
there.
The parts in your skull, like right next to your ear, that kind of move in and out. It's
yeah.
Like, I feel like that's what grows.
It's on her, like, but it's on her forehead.
That's kind of on your forehead. Kind of like,
oh, like that,
yeah,
you feel
like,
the,
but Nick is saying that like slightly to the left and right of her eyes on her forehead above like her eyes is like our horns.
With the right shadow it looks like a solid like a sandbar sort of thing on her forehead.
So no, it's not just horns. It's just it's a
it's
ridge.
Like a big ridge of
it's a high forehead ridge.
It's like a mesa.
So it's like she's a square head.
But
maybe there's like points.
She is gorgeous for someone with a skull deformity.
On the back.
That's like what she is.
She's also getting fat. Red carpet review times here on Click It or
Yeah,
Ticket.
Morning radio, TMZ
How
times.
Did you assess that? Like you would assess an OKCupid chick.
Pig sounds? Upper. Why isn't pig sounds a drop?
Yeah. Upper arms.
We
fat.
Discussed pig sounds.
You guys, let's
oh,
get to the bottom.
Upper arms is such a clue.
Yeah. See, this is where I learned it all from, is Mr. Nick here. I was trying to bait him into talking.
Well, it's so easy to I mean, like, those photos can be so deceptive. I don't think this is controversial or new territory that, like, internet photos, especially with dating sites,
I'm not
it's
saying
like,
that, but you are particularly good at it.
You think so?
No, because, like, I was, like, looking at him, like, oh, wow, that chick's cute. And you're like, no, she's not, man. That chick weighs, like, 250 pounds.
Because, well, especially, it's like only a sample size of three photos, and these are the three photos they felt they
yeah,
looked
exactly.
the best.
No, but he has, like, it's like, you see that little detail there? That means she's, like, a fucking dump truck. Like, I'm sorry.
No,
that's right. There's also
way.
The fact that you have to think about that these were the ones that they picked. They're like, these are the ones I look best in.
Yeah,
like,
these are the ones so, that like will get me.
They're like not looking better.
No,
than
I know,
that.
But I, like usually I consider myself really very perceptive, and then it's just like, oh
usually,
man.
Generally, as far as life goes, you are just generally more perceptive than I am with people.
But with this, like,
you're
it's,
more observant.
It's like,
you're more
like I cannot. It's like, where's Waldo? It's like, I have no fucking idea. Like, I can't tell you. Like,
you like hold up Waldo from across the room.
Like,
oh, yeah, he's
like
right there.
I couldn't tell you where they are. Like, you know, like
Waldo's just dead on the
floor.
And
now I'm sort of like, I don't know it intuitively. It's just like, oh, apply the things Nick said to this photo now. So it goes through like some sort of screening process.
I'm honored.
It will become intuitive. There's a
you'll
shape
for
it, all of us.
No,
that's
but it's crazy that you like see it and you know. You know, it's like you never need a meter or anything. None of those things. You know.
Yeah,
you just tell.
I spend too much time on the internet. That's the problem. Or maybe that's maybe that's not the problem. Maybe that's why I'm here to help you.
Yeah,
I'm your internet consultant.
You should try for the FBI, man. They give you that picture with like the 50 things,
yeah.
And then they take it away. You could probably do that great. It's like. If, as long as it was a fat chick,
yeah,
he was trying to like make it not look like.
If it's not somebody,
you can
that
list like 50 things in the picture that like obviously displayed fat chick.
You can work in the department
I'm not weighing,
of no fatties.
If I'm not weighing whether I would have sex with it, it just might as well not be happening in like my field of vision.
That's fucking great.
It's like, do you guys see that 18 like car pile up? I'm like, nah, but like that broad over there has got some something ugly going on with those calves over there. I don't know.
Just sizing up the
are those crow's feet on a 25-year-old?
Yeah. she's I also do. I kind of get like all baseball scouty with it, where it's like, yeah, she's not gonna age into her like late 20s. Well, like she's gonna fill out. She can't play center field anymore.
But
you know what I mean?
That is
I know what
an
you
assessment.
Mean.
Like as a guy,
we're gonna have to move
at
off
our
the
age,
middle infield.
We have to be able to assess.
Yeah,
it's just like that is a. Yeah, that's like
in high school.
That's like a veteran
important.
Like cashing
yeah,
in on their last
like
couple years.
That could turn to shit pretty.
Yeah,
high,
yeah, but like
high
who gives
like not
a shit?
Your problem.
Yeah, it's like yeah, no, and I don't have to like. Who cares? Like I'm gonna go to college.
Misogyny
in a
cast
yeah.
here.
No, it's
but fuck it, yeah.
It's very pragmatic. Like
I'm
for
sure
us,
girls
like,
can identify
no,
what dudes
some,
are gonna get.
I'm
like,
gonna marry some girl who I know is gonna get like is just gonna look haggard in like 5 minutes. That's my. It's like no, you're a dick for saying that. It's like no, I'm supposed to marry her and like be like faithful for the rest of my life. Why would I do that if it's like I know now like that you're gonna look like shit and I'm not gonna be attracted to you in a matter of time. Like why would I?
Yeah,
you
I
think
mean,
people will keep getting married.
I don't
I
know.
Look at it, it's like yeah, no one
it's,
should do that.
It's
right?
funny though because the divorce rate is so high in all these places where all the like red statey type places where people don't want to use birth control or get abortions. So. They either get married or they saving themselves term marriage. So since everybody wants to fuck at all times as soon as they hit like age 14, they all get married in high school or fresh out of high school. And then shockingly, people change between the ages of 17 and 25. And it's
right.
like, oh, wait, I don't like you anymore.
Right.
Or I never did because I was 17. I didn't know what the fuck
yeah,
was going on.
I had no
on.
Idea what was going on.
I just wanted to
on.
Fuck you.
Or not even that. It's just like I genuinely had no idea who I was or what was going on or whatever. Like,
I don't even know if I
don't know who you are.
I don't know if I'd be able to have a conversation with myself at like 14 or 15 year old me. I mean, I would, but you see what
I
I'm saying.
I do know that like 19 year old me would probably try to kick like 20 almost 26 year old me's ass and succeed probably like almost definitely.
What makes you say that?
Just because I was such a like dick back then, and I would have like been an asshole to myself, and then me responding to me would just like. It would have been this.
Oh, yeah,
because
you'd be like, oh, sweet kid.
No,
sweet.
And but it's not even that. It's like the picking a fight thing where it's like, look, man, I'm not, you know, like, I don't want any trouble kind of thing.
If I met the other
person. You were never the type to fight someone who didn't want to fight.
Yeah, yeah, but
you were never that type.
You have to bait them into wanting to fight you. And there are a bunch of ways to do that. The aggro way, like a lot of those people.
You would know how to get out of it now.
Yeah.
Though.
Oh, get out of it.
Yeah,
now,
but
yeah,
because it's yourself. Inherently, you'd be able to read younger.
No,
yourself,
but that's what
like,
I mean. 19-year-old me would not have relented. I don't think.
Interesting.
None of that would have worked.
I think
if I met the younger version of myself, I think we'd fuck and then both cry like a lot.
Yeah. 19-year-old us would just be like, "You're so fucking lame. Like this is what I turned out to be."
Yeah, like, oh shit. Or,
like, oh man, we're not super punk rock anymore. Like, god damn it.
Yeah, we're not breaking things
anymore. Dicks play Xbox, then cry.
We're not into like petty crime
that's
anymore.
What I'm
like,
I think we'd be down with how much booze we have readily available.
Yeah,
yeah,
and the fact that
right.
we're old enough to buy it.
Yeah,
yeah, that'd be thrilling.
I'm living thrilling. The dream here, folks. Yeah.
So I applied. I've gone months without applying for a job, which is really bad because I'm gonna need one real soon. And I finally, like the other day, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna sit down. I'm gonna send out one application. Because it's one of those things where I just don't expect any one of them to work out, so it feels like a useless activity, so I just don't do it, because why would you do something you feel like is useless? Even though, no, cumulatively and rationally, it's stupid, but I wound up just applying for a sports analyst job. I think since 08, I guess it was, when everything went to hell, a lot of, you know, recent law grads are not working in the legal field, or are working in something tangentially related, you know, and they just sort of sell it as, you know, I'm like, clearly I'm a smart person who has like a good education. I'm aware of a lot of these considerations, which is still kind of useful, or I feel like I can pass the bar or whatever it is. So it's just kind of out of necessity people have been doing
it. Yeah, and isn't that like compounded with the fact that as soon as the recession hit, like, there were tons of people who thought it was a great idea to like go to law school and shit.
Yeah, that's
true.
And
then now, like, there aren't, like, all those people.
Applications cut in half from where they were 10 years ago. Also, a lot of people who were going to retire didn't, because they couldn't afford to anymore.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So there's like,
it's always a
like, why would you hire
shit.
Like, why would you hire someone fresh out of law school when you can hire someone with like 20 years experience?
Right. But I suppose with like law school, you could still like
pay
offer
them
a like a super coverage.
Yeah, but like someone who's like in that environment who's willing to like blow you to feed their kids, like who? Why wouldn't you take them? You can pay them like almost the same.
Because it's an issue of training, and it used to be like big law firms are in the best position, like the really gigantic ones are in the best position to spend time and money training somebody, like a new person fresh out of law school, because what we learn in law school doesn't translate.
Yeah.
Cleanly to the
no, that's what I mean. So, wouldn't you rather take a guy who's like, I desperately need this job, like, please, like, I'll work for whatever you're gonna pay, like, interns, like, I don't give a shit,
right?
I need to feed my family.
There's still so much more supply for that than there is, like, demand. But the other thing is that was how the whole system worked. Like, all these other jobs would be like, yeah, we'll pick somebody after they're burned out in the big law firm. Mm-hmm. If they decide, like, oh, the corporate thing's not for me, but now I've got all this training and I'll go to these other places. But now the big law firms have cut substantially, and now there's all these smaller places that are like, well, we can't afford to like train people, we can't afford to take that time or money, so they just don't.
Right.
And so it's just it's weird, like everybody's, the whole industry changed, and now everybody's kind of trying to adapt. I know that one guy who came and spoke at the school, he's the NCAA compliance guy and apparently those guys don't need to be lawyers. Mm. Like, they prefer them to be lawyers, but it's not really the law, it's just the NCAA rule book. So you can do that.
Is that like, right next to like the dog swing basketball the addendum?
Ooh, you know, guys, how would you feel about coaching a dog basketball?
Oh my god, dude! In New Hampshire, one time I watched this donkey basketball video with nuns versus priests. I cannot explain it to this day. It was on public access.
Wait, there were like donkey nuns and donkey priests?
No, there were donkeys. Wait. Everyone was riding a donkey. They were playing basketball. And one team was priests and the other team was nuns. And it was the
I thought like a donkey nun was like a thing I didn't know.
No,
yeah, like they put
costumes
on the donkeys.
No, it was incredible though.
Was like
and like,
was like
one of the nuns' donkeys took like a shit at like half court. And then like, I hope some like altar boy, someone came to clean it up. I want it to be an altar boy who's like still on the clock. It's like, it's Sunday, clean up the donkey shit.
Boy is sacred.
Yeah.
I'm sure
the donkey shit.
I wonder how many dozens of Bible verses there are that would explain why you like have to clean up the poop if the priest
asks
you to.
Why does it need to be like priest versus non-donkey basketball?
Who won?
I have no idea. I didn't watch the whole thing. I just remember being like, my babysitter was like, oh, you have to watch this. It's fucking whatever day of the week it was. She turned it on. She was this like 14-year-old girl who lived like further down the street. This is in New Hampshire. This is over this. It was either winter or summer. It's the only time we were up there. But it was crazy. It was fucking crazy.
Well, now we know what we need to do for like
so I think
your
maybe,
50th birthday
I think
or whatever.
We need to found a donkey basketball league.
The DBL.
I mean, we're overdue to
Borough Basketball League.
What is basketball in Spanish?
Basketball. It's basket and
like
then ball
the
instead of B A L L. It's B O with like the little accent L. B O L. Yeah, ball. Basketball.
You know when people like make jokes like that like shit tastes like donkey? It's like, oh, that's donkey meat if the meat looks so quality. Like, you've heard that, I'm sure.
I feel like donkeys are probably. Sorry.
Dude, no, Hispanic like, people do it like a carne de burro. I don't know why they laugh when they're in French. But they.
I've never
no,
donkey.
They do kind of laugh like that.
Yeah,
sometimes.
That's the thing though. It's like maybe donkey be good though. It's kind of like a weird ruminant sort of animal. Like,
I bet you could. I bet you if you like, it's probably tough meat. But I bet you if you like slow cooked it, you could like if you braised it or
dude,
something.
Dude, they make horse and everything. I guarantee you, a donkey's not much different than a horse.
Isn't horse meat like a new thing? Apparently, I've been told
horse meat has been a thing for a while. People used to like serve horse meat like as like ground beef and shit, and they got in trouble. Now you need to say like this is horse meat.
No, but there were also I read this is like in now. Like
oh,
now it's like you should eat horse.
I'm down to eat horse meat. Khal Drogo and I like love horse meat.
Two things.
Let's continue.
Like the enforcement of that shit though, I still don't think is that great because apparently like 60% of tuna is still like tuna. And I guess it's easier with land animals to distinguish.
Yeah,
but
like the dolphin-free tuna.
Yeah, but
what do you think a land
I was gonna ask trivia question. Like, do you guys know the two most commonly eaten animals in the world?
Goat and pig.
You had the first one right. Goat is one.
Shit. All
right,
let me see
sheep?
If I can get number two.
Yeah,
goat
too.
And sheep.
Oh,
sorry, Pete. Yeah,
sorry, man.
That makes sense.
It's like the original herding.
In
Middle East and like India. And
yeah, and even we eat some goat and some sheep.
Oh, yeah, and cheese, I guess. Does that count?
Well, in India, it's like, what, 1/6 of the world's population? They don't eat cow.
Guys, tell me what dairy includes.
Anything with milk in it, right?
Right. So describe some products that would
cheese.
Dairy.
Goat,
yogurt.
Cheese.
Yeah, cheese, right?
Yeah. Yogurt.
Get this. Italians do not consider cheese dairy.
Excuse me?
What do they consider?
What is it? Like cheese? It's just its own thing?
Cheese is its own thing.
It's like the thing you eat with wine.
I'm kind of down with that. Like, it's stupid, but I get it. It's just sort of.
I'll tell you the reason. We were having this whole promotion at work, and we got everything set up, and we had this like weird like yogurt conditioner, and it was like if you spend $18 on dairy, you get this free conditioner or whatever. We had it all in place, and then, like, the first day, like, the cashiers, like, run up to us in a panic, being like, what about cheese? Like, it's not in the promo. Like, we're like, and I was like, oh, fuck, we forgot about cheese. And then, like, my Italian bosses were like, what the fuck are you talking about? Cheese is in dairy, you idiot.
And
like,
wait, what?
Like, yeah, it totally is. Like, it comes from milk.
What do you think dairy means?
Yeah, he was just like, he's like, it's like milk and eggs, but that's it.
Wait, what?
Eggs
yogurt,
are...
And yogurt still is for
egg
some reason.
Egg is dairy?
Yeah. There's, like, more weird.
Yeah, egg, apparently.
Egg is dairy.
From an animal, they poop it out in some capacity.
Egg is dairy?
Oh, he said eggs are dairy?
Yeah.
What?
Egg is dairy, but cheese isn't.
I know a lot of people consider eggs dairy, but I think they just get confused because of years that you buy it in the dairy section.
Or that you eat it at breakfast time along with cereal or milk.
Yeah, egg goes along with a lot of milk things. Like, you put them together to bake, like, cakes
dairy
and shit.
Dairy isn't really, like, a real, like, term. It's more like a state of mind. Like,
but that's like saying...
Yeah, like that Billy Joel song.
Yeah,
that's like saying potatoes...
It's a
dairy
broader,
state
more,
of mind.
Like, you know, metaphysical concept.
But that's like saying potatoes are a condiment because you often eat them with ketchup. Like, that's fucking asinine. I can't even...
Yeah, I know what you mean, yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
What did they? But all right, even if they have that opinion, how did they not?
No, it's like saying
this?
Tomatoes are a vegetable. Fuck you. It's like what it's saying. That's what it's saying.
No, because I mean,
it's like
tomatoes
no, that's
are
a
fruit.
Fruit it's like no, fuck you. It's a vegetable.
Yeah, yeah, and like how dare you think? Otherwise.
And
like,
fuck
you.
Put
cheese on your cereal.
Yeah, and
asshole,
fuck you. And
yeah.
Also, peppers are a fruit. Suck a dick. We're mixing up. We got to swap one for one
because
when we make the exchange.
Yeah, like fruits
got to be balanced out. Eggs, dairy, cheese, not dairy. Suck it.
Fruit means like the only fruit is defined as what you can't put on a pizza. Like that's it. If you can put it on a pizza, it's not a fruit. Therefore, tomatoes aren't fruit.
So where were you reading that horse meat was popular?
I didn't read that. That's
you
thing.
Just got a vibe?
Pete
is a good barometer for what's cool, and horse meat is ticking off the charts.
Yeah. Usually, when Glenn and Nick need to figure out what's cool, I'm sitting Indian style on my bed with my eyes closed, like a weird shaman. And there's
yeah, I came
music
in. It's
playing.
Like, hey Pete, what's cool today? And you're like, horse meat, Glenn. Horse meat.
But what's depressing?
And you never opened your eyes. And then I was like, really? Like, where do I get it? And then you were just silent. You continue to meditate for the next like 3 days.
But
you know what's question every millennia.
what's troubling is probably like what percentage of fashion and trends are kind of dictated by like some asshole in a room just decides it. Not to say you're some asshole.
The horse
Pete,
meat.
But,
I remember like my teacher in third grade let me like do all the reading comprehension books because they're easy. You just had to like read them and answer a question. And I got to one in fifth or sixth grade reading comprehension book that was about a mother who like the dad lost his job and he would like go out and like do, I don't know, he was drinking or like gambling all day or something. It was a pretty fucked up story. Or I don't even know if he got like he lost some hours of work or something like that. And to scrimp on money, she just started like buying horse meat instead of regular beef.
Jeez.
And she didn't tell the family. And like when he found out, he was like really fucking like like he was really broken up about it. He's like, you've been feeding my family. You've been like, everyone's been making the sacrifice and I didn't know about it kind of thing. But it was about horse meat feeding your family.
Drawing the line. Like, we don't care where our food comes from.
I don't give a shit. You're mom was like, this is horse meat. My mom is an adamant horse lover. She fucks horses. She's like Captain Gray. Yeah. It's fucking awesome. But she would be like, look, I really love horses, but like, we're broke. We need to make some sacrifices. We're eating horse meat. That would like really mean something coming from her. But like, why would you like hide it? You know, it's like, wow, this doesn't taste as good as the regular food. It's just like, well, this is all we can afford now, you know. And then they feel like all your feelings too, shit you're not saying.
Horses have they feel all the horses' feelings because when you eat something, you gain its feelings.
Well, only if you eat the heart and the eyes and a heart and the eyes. That's the Amazon
status.
And
horses were lucky enough to have eyelashes and be able to make doleful expressions that are similar to human expressions. Therefore, they're worth saving.
They're not food.
Yeah. Horse, a whinny in every bite. Yeah. It's like. When you bite into it.
Do you see? I don't know. People get really emotionally connected to horses. I've never been really around horses.
What's the other red meat?
I don't wish death on them. But by the way, here's the thing. You know what?
Your favorite red meat?
You know,
horse.
There's no way unicorns ever existed because they. From an evolutionary standpoint, unicorns would have totally outcompeted regular horses.
I don't know. What if it slowed them down? Because they're like off balance and they have this like goofy fucking horn
on their
head.
Yeah, but like if a wolf is on the prairie trying to like take them out, you just like spear them.
Oh, they use their
hooves
and like fucking batter the shit out of them with their hooves. That's how they deal with them.
Spear their asses.
Yeah, but that fucking makes you vulnerable. You have to like get low. If you miss, you're fucked kind of thing, you know?
Till the horn grows out my head.
And you're not like a rhino. Where you have like a bunch of like padding and big shoulders and like a
what's
thick
the horn
skin.
Made out of?
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's like a weird narwhal horn.
Yeah, but
it's like they found
like
a dead
like
horse.
Fingernail material.
They
it's
found
a
like a dead horse and a dead narwhal,
mammal,
and like
though, right?
they rotted away and they found the skeleton and they're like, oh look, the horse had the narwhal horn.
Yeah.
Yay!
Yeah, but wouldn't they be like more like rhinos though? Because the rhino horn is made out of hair.
Yeah, like all nail and bone. Like yeah,
it's like compounded packed hair.
It's like your nails.
Oh, that's
like a big horn.
It's like
when
snakes have rattles.
Yeah,
and
it's
stuff.
Just like dead.
That's
skin
what ivory
material.
Is.
Interesting.
It's ivory.
Wow.
Rhino.
What
ivory.
Are fingernails for?
So you can like put pressure on your fingertips and shit. Imagine if it was just like a bone with goo. There would be no like resistance when you push
interesting.
Down. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and it helps to have. I mean, we. All keep our nails
it's
trim, but back in the day, like you could like
even still, it's good for like fine movement because you can tell how much pressure you're exerting because you have that thing on the other side to like sort of
that makes
sense.
Sense.
That's the way I've always thought it. I don't know like the actual physical thing, but that's what I always thought it was. That with the opposable thumb, we can like do like fine things. Really
okay,
well.
I'll take that off. I got that one. What are eyes for?
to show people who
I'm
you really are.
I'm
the eyes emo. Are the window to the who
oh,
you
yeah,
really
drops
are.
Drops are back, ladies and gentlemen. Get fucking pumped.
You just entered the Xander Zone.
he sounds so like Pat Sajak.
Yeah, but he's supposed to be flying in the air off a bridge, riding a Corvette.
Three friends, each with a brain tumor.
It describes the cast perfectly.
Wasn't that Snickers commercial?
Wait, how do I scroll? Do I command... I don't know, I'm just checking around. Like,
get your big butt back in the house.
Friends.
Great radio.
Speaking of great radio, fucking...
Oh, should I tell
I was so
my Tuesday night story eventually?
I was just bummed to find out the Oscars were tonight because now I can't go on Facebook or Twitter for like 3 weeks.
I know what you mean, yeah.
Somebody was like, I saw somebody on Twitter, on Facebook being like, I'm so excited Christoph Waltz won. And, you know, like, I like Christoph Waltz a lot and he's great. Why are you personally invested in that shit?
I know. It's crazy.
I don't get it. Why
people like to see the things they like validated by some sort of judicial body.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
It's like, oh, everyone officially agrees
with me. But this is
a
thing where it's like where your opinion is like, it's like, oh, yeah, no, you're just as smart as the judges.
Yeah, yeah I don't
like
give a fuck.
Is good. Yeah.
I don't care what movies other people like. I just don't
especially
care. It has no bearing on what movies I
especially
like.
Especially when it's in the quote-unquote artistic
genre. No, Glenn, I think you should tell your Tuesday night story because it's...
Should I?
Yeah, we all agree on the Oscars. We're just going to bitch about
them. Should I say what happened
I'm
from
curious.
My perception?
Yeah, let me get a beer. I'll be right back. You start with your nonsense.
Okay, so I have to wake up at... I had to wake up at like 5:30 or so for work. Put work in sugar.
You can't win.
I can, Ryan. I can.
So I got to wake up rather early. Glenn works night, so I'm not unaccustomed to waking up when he's still awake or like getting ready to go to bed.
Although, for that matter, when I hear him waking up, I like scurry to bed like you're my dad. I swear to God, I do that. I'm like, oh my God, it's 7 in the morning. I need to go away now.
Dad's waking up. Fuck. Papa Pete.
Yeah.
But I wake up and I immediately smell like cigarette smoke and like hear people talking. So I'm like, oh, so like Glenn has people over. Like people are raging. I come in and it's Glenn and some of his coworkers, one of which is like attempting to pass out on the couch, and the other two are cranking. I think you guys were like cranking Real Big Fish.
No, we were still watching Independence Day at that point, sir.
No, you weren't.
Oh, yes, we were.
No, that was way over.
Really?
Yeah, because I woke up at like 4 a.m. and I could distinctly hear
South Park then.
Jeff Daniels being like, this is our Independence
Day. It was, and then we were watching South Park.
Okay, anyway, regardless. All right. That's not important. What happened was, though, I go into the kitchen on the cutting board. There is a
not on the cutting board. That was on the clipboard. Don't you're getting ahead of yourself here with the story. It was on the it was on
what
that
clipboard. We own a clipboard?
It was on that clipboard right there.
Oh, we do have a clipboard.
No.
Yes, it was.
Son of a bitch.
All right. So on the clipboard, which doubles as a cutting board, there was like. A makeshift tin pipe.
It's called a pen bat in the business, ladies and gentlemen.
And just like what looked like cocaine, but it was like cut up from like a larger rock. It's like came out and I was like, did you guys smoke crack last night? And they were like, yeah.
No, that was not. I said,
excuse
well,
me.
Well, Dean did, but no, we did not.
Yeah,
I guess
they were like, they were
one so of somebody were, in our apartment, one of our guests smoked
crack. All right, so let me tell it from my perspective. It was a
bustling.
Can
we like go back and like edit this out? So no, sorry.
Click it or ticket does not facilitate the smoking of crack.
We didn't smoke the crack.
I was nowhere near that.
No, you
apartment.
Weren't here. We're telling you the story. You have nothing to do with this. Whoever you cavort with,
you know what I love about like Always Sunny like did episodes about how like they fall into smoking crack and how. So far removed that is from the
best
experience
case scenario,
of a normal person.
You hate it and it like drives you insane. Worst case scenario, you love it and that's what you do now.
Until you just die or whatever.
Or like
or till the government makes you stop.
So it was a bustling Tuesday night. It was really slow. I got caught at like 8 o'clock. The weather was really shitty. The guy I was working with who like it was either me or him to go home, he like his girlfriend has like medical bills and she's got fired and he like really needed the shift to stay. So I let him stay, but they're like, you have to come out with us. We're going out with these gay hosts. We're going dancing at this club, culture club. They're like an 80s night or whatever. Yeah. So we get to this place, Home Sweet Home. There's this weird, like experimental, like hardcore ish band playing. Like this one dude had like these weird high heels saran wrapped onto his feet. And it was a bizarre show. We're on acid. It was very mild. You know, you just felt silly. Things look a little weird. There's a coyote, like a stuffed coyote in the bar, right in the bar. Huh. That, like, I kept saying, I was like, I'm going to fuck that thing's mouth later. Like, it was, like, terrifying. Like, looking at it was scary. We meet a 15-year-old girl, which was weird.
At the club?
Yeah. You know, it was a bar, like, with, like, a stage thing in the back. Yeah, it was weird. She told us she was 17, which means she's inside a bar. She's younger than that. She was, like, a runaway from, like, South Carolina.
Oh, man.
It was really weird. That was weird. So then we got the fuck out of there. Like, we talked to her for a minute because we were just interested, you know? Like, someone like that, it's like, whoa, yeah. Like,
yeah,
that's
like,
what you're about. That's weird.
Yeah,
seriously.
Yeah. Dude, there's strict liability on that shit. Like, you can meet a girl in a bar. She can show you a really legit-looking ID and a passport that says she's, like, 24 or some shit. And
exactly.
If you hook up with her, it's strict liability. That's still, like, statutory.
I know. So we're heading back, and we stop at this bodega because I haven't eaten all night, like, even after work. I was, like, expecting to eat, and then they
sure
called me.
You ate some acid.
Yeah, well, I did eat that. I ate a little piece of paper. So I stopped to get a sandwich, and I guess this bodega was just, like, a drug front, because it took, like, a half an hour to make my sandwich. And this crackhead kept bothering me, kept coming up to me, and being like, I'm waiting inside. Bruce and Dean are waiting outside. And they're like, come on. The guy keeps being like, come on, man, I'll give you, like, a 50 for 30. And I'm like, no, I'm good. I'm really good, man. Like, go bother that fat guy outside. And I keep sending him out to him, and then... he comes back into me, and my sandwich is finally ready. And the guy's like, come on, man. Come on. Like, after, like, it was almost a half hour.
What was he trying to get out of you?
Money for cocaine or crack. I have no idea. And he's like, come on, man, just buy me a pack of Newports. I'm like, we'll call it square, man.
Call what square?
I have no idea.
Dick?
He slipped something into my coat
pocket.
Fuck
you, I don't know you shit.
He slipped something in my coat pocket. I like feel it. It's like a baggie of something. I'm like, I just like buy him a pack of Newports with my sandwich. Give it to him. It's for whatever reason, as soon as it got to barter, I just started like laughing hysterically because I was really, really fucking high on acid.
It's a fray!
Yeah. It's just like, you want to barter now? Like, you want like goods for your... Okay, fine. Like, I don't know why. It was so funny. So we get out of there, and my friend is just like, he picks it up, and he's like, this isn't cocaine. This is crack.
Where's the rock at?
And he had no interest in it. I bought it for Dean, the big old fat guy.
Where's the rock at?
And he's like, whatever, man. I'll smoke it. I don't give a shit. We were really fucked up. Like, couldn't tell if he was joking or not there. We get back to the apartment, and he just comes in and puts it on the cutting board and starts, like, banging the bag with an end of a knife. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? That's, like, my cutting board. Like, people are going to be chopping vegetables on that shit, and you're going to be getting your fucking crack in it, you fat asshole. So I, like get him out of the way, fucking rinse the cutting board and, like, clean it with a bunch of soap. And I'm like, here's what you can use. Like, something that I can fucking put food on, you asshole. And I give him the clipboard with a fucking piece of paper on it.
The overwhelming majority of items in this apartment will not be eaten off of, but like that's one of the few that will.
And then we make a quick crack pipe out of a pen and some tin foil, and we put some rocks in it. And
did
we,
you?
No,
I you fucking
no!
know.
The whole point was like I was like I haven't.
Come on,
I was,
dude. All right, everything you told me this story. If I did, like, come on, what else am I supposed to? How is this going to conclude? You're like, no, of course not. Why would I even be in a situation where I might do that? It's well, you just explained
to us.
Thing.
You like, you know, get some insight into yourself.
You dropped
and
acid and started trading things with homeless people. Yeah, why are you going to draw that line? I don't know.
He might have had a home. He had a cell phone, so let's hope he had a home. They all have fucking cell phones.
So, they have nicer cell phones than I do.
I was crying. My friend and I were crying while Dean is... fucking like he's like, I don't know, man, like I don't know. It's like, come on, man, like you said you're gonna do it. We're like, crap.
He takes
a big haul off this crack pipe
for that.
And blows out, and he's like, this tastes like really terrible.
Okay.
And then we're like, no, man, you didn't do it right. Like, we really, I don't know why we like insisted on him. Like, takes we helped him light the crack pipe. Takes a big old second haul off the crack pipe, and then his jaw was going. He was like not feeling good for the next like hour.
These drops are mislabeled, by the way. That was supposed to be.
It was awesome.
The Matrix.
So then my friend and I are like,
you
don't
have a lucky crack pipe. You think you'd be playing that constantly?
The river's right here. So like after we watched Independence Day, obviously, which is what you fucking watch on acid after your friend smokes crack.
Acid and crack.
Yeah, we're Bruce and I are like, yeah, let's go take a walk by the river, and we do that. We come back. And Dean is asleep because he was sleeping. And I wake him up. And I'm like, we have donuts and Doritos.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, Dean, wake up. There's Doritos. And he's like, all right. And he just like starts eating the Doritos and starts eating the donuts. And I'm like, you know, you just took an actual crack nap right now. You know that, right? He's like, whatever, man. Like, fuck you. Like, whatever. It was ridiculous. So
I love how whatever, fuck you, is the
exactly.
Like, it's pretty much a universal rhetoric.
Yeah. So whatever, at you, this man. Point, we put on some South Park. Pete, like, we hear him like a rustling in his room.
That's my square and roommate waking up for his job.
As soon as I hear him, I hear his alarm going off, I get up and I'm like, oh, God, I need to go clean up this like crack ordeal in the kitchen.
You turned our apartment into a crack.
The whole night, you I really kept did. Saying, like, after it had happened, I'm like, there's a crack.
My roommate's waking up for work. He's going to be so pissed.
The whole night, though, I was like, there's a crack pipe in my kitchen. And they're like, yeah, we know. I'm like, a used crack pipe, okay? A used crack pipe in the kitchen. So Pete wakes up and I'm like, I need to clean up the crack pipe and everything. And then my friend Bruce is like, no, you will not. And he will thank me for stopping you. And I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, you're going to sit down and you're going to enjoy this. And I'm like, all right, take your word for this. Pete comes in and he's like, we just smoking crack in the kitchen? And I'm like, yeah, well, I mean, Dean did, but like, I mean, no, I didn't. But it was really funny. He was honestly the most amused I've ever seen anyone who had to wake up that early in the morning ever.
It was not what you expect when you wake up at 5:30.
And then Bruce looked at me and goes, you're welcome.
Like, I leave the apartment for like a week, and this is what happened.
I took some acid and I made someone smoke crack.
You made
not even make him. He was giddy about it after the first big old haul off the crack pipe.
That's
but
fucking funny.
After he realized it tasted like crack, he was not so into it.
I went to the laser tag place you guys went to a few weeks ago.
Yeah, it's great, right?
Yeah, finally, it took me a little while to like.
Where was my phone call, big boy?
You weren't. Did you not tell him we were?
I wasn't with.
It was Friday night at like 9 o'clock. You were probably working. Maybe not. I don't know. It was a birthday party, so like, and you haven't met the guy.
Oh, I don't care. I
would have
come in on it. I would have pretended I didn't know you.
Like I was.
I would have played for the other team. I would have pretended I didn't know you.
We had enough people for two teams. Oh, we had like 20 people.
Oh, that's rad.
It's a lot.
How
of
was
fun,
that?
Though.
It was really tough because like you can't. You'll just die if you expose yourself.
10-on-10.
Yeah, we played three rounds. You know, best of fives, three best of fives. It came down to the very last of the 15 matches, and I killed half their team, and we won because of that. It was sweet,
dude. The feeling.
I finally figured out, the round before that, I finally clicked of how to move on that map with these people. Like, because I was doing okay. Like, I would take one person out and die or whatever. I wasn't doing much, and then I finally figured out like how to move through the middle, and I did, and I like.
I jumped in the middle, and then I reloaded as fast as you can, immediately towards the middle.
You reloaded mid round?
Yeah, I went. I was like, it's the last round, guys. Like, do I really have to like sit this one out? And they were like, no, like here. And they reloaded it.
Oh, you were out then. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought you meant mid round.
No.
They didn't give us that option.
The guy threw the mag like all the way through the melee, and you like caught it, and clicked it in.
Caught it. You guys gave each other a nod.
And then he goes back to like doing cocaine behind the counter. Because that guy like pulled out a bag of cocaine in front of Ryan and like wicked it around and then like put it back away.
I was like, I'm pretty sure that guy was doing cocaine. I was like,
well, he had a bag of cocaine, Ryan. I think that's what you do with cocaine. The cocaine you have.
You stand there and you watch. You watch her.
Yeah.
You watch your fucking girlfriend.
I really want to go back with you guys. That place was mad fun. It was such a fucking sweet.
So you moved up
like,
the middle to the open side.
No, we were on the.
How big of a group did you go there with?
We had like 15, 16 people, and there were maybe like three or four strays who kind of like joined.
So it was 10-on-10.
It was 10-on-9.
10-on-9.
So I went up the middle. I killed like. It was great because I was like surprising the whole team, and it came to the last person, and we like shot each other at the same time. But I got
the middle,
kill.
Either side of that ramp, I hang out there, and that's my killing.
That
field.
Was see the thing is everybody was drawn to there was too dangerous.
Yeah,
the key was to go.
So one,
there's the narrow hallway from one perspective. Like say the narrow hallway's on the right with all the, like the shoe store and all the stuff in the room, and then there's the big open sort of like
on the left
combat zone. The thing is to like weave kind of in between the two up that middle thing along the wall.
I always like shading the open field side of that behind
I feel
cover.
Like that big of a crew.
Because that way you can literally see the whole map. But with a ton of people, you need to stay more towards the cover side.
I would just rush
side.
Into that narrow hallway between like where the retail store thing starts and the open battleground. But there's that narrow area.
Yeah,
there's a good amount of cover there. You just like run in and just try and pick people off and then fall back.
And there's all those little weird like cutouts in the hallway where you can just hide.
Yeah.
How was anyone doing just like the straight up hiding tactic?
Yeah. Chaney was actually like... hid one round to force a draw because we were like gonna lose. Literally hid inside a box. Another point, she like hid herself under a burlap sack. It was so fucking unfair. Because Chaney's like 5'1 and like 80 pounds. So she was just like invisible. She had also brought shoe polish and she gave each of us like the cheek black.
So you guys were in blackface. That's pretty fucked up.
That's somebody said.
Was everyone in blackface too?
We were joking about it. He was like, I'm already all set. I don't need to like. Do that, but
no. But he has like beautiful caramel skin.
Did you guys pregame it at all?
What?
Did you guys pregame it at all? Or
I didn't. I think people may have.
I would want to go into laser tag.
I was coming straight from like a meeting.
With a sound mind, you know.
We got a little high, but
that doesn't matter. Like that's for like moving around. You know what I mean? It's good for your.
But
muscles.
I was so glad
getting
that,
drunk. Like I want to be like confused.
I played old laser tag at that place where
like,
they had
sweaty.
Where it was like a small arena, and the gun was also the target, which was fucking
stupid.
Because then you hide your gun behind cover, and you just kind of stand out and like look around.
Yeah, that's
retarded. It makes so much more sense to have the vest. Yeah,
yeah.
Then you can.
Well, yeah, I played a bunch of laser.
I've never
tag
played
things.
It that way.
Same I played a bunch of laser tag places. There was one called Laser Quest, which is the coolest one ever. It was a huge warehouse in Spokane, Washington, but you have the vest and it's like what is it, free for all style, everyone for themselves.
Oh, interesting.
It's a huge warehouse, three levels. It was crazy, but you have the whole vest deal, but then the gun is also a target, so it makes sense if everything is the target. But I hate where like it's only the gun or only the vest.
Yeah,
or, like,
this one is pretty cool though with the Call
the
of Duty
rules.
Good.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
One hit and you're done, and then like the round ends.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
On the way back last time we played with Ryan, and he found that there were like
shockingly
shock packs
enough,
for
Ryan was looking up accessories for technology.
Yeah, but the
so it's like Starship Troopers, the training
but
thing
with the program that we were using. Exactly, that's what I kept saying. But you can actually get a pack like the chest pack that like has like
a shock mount. So when you get shot and you die, like it hits you and you get a little jolt of electricity. Yeah.
Are you qualified to repair the M1 tactical helmet? Why did you feel the need to give a trooper an order to remove their M1 tactical helmet during a live fire exercise?
Especially like that helmet is not stopping that fucking bullet. That thing is clearly made of styrofoam. Yeah, I think I could repair it.
Also, the guy's getting all aggro at Casper Van Dien, like has really weasel teeth, if that makes sense.
But in his defense, did he have the metal arm?
Would you like to know more?
No, you didn't have a metal arm?
No, you don't have a metal arm until later.
All right.
So then,
Casper Van Dien's defense, that big dumb farm boy was just standing up in the middle of a live fire exercise.
But the thing is, his last words were, I guess it's because I'm big and dumb. And then.
Yeah, because he's big and dumb.
It wasn't really his fault. It was like that black chick got stunned and it was just like, whoa, and shot.
Yeah, and then she looks all sad and gets like sent home.
No, she left on her own volition.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying.
She washed herself out.
She quit.
Yeah.
Yeah, she looks at him through the glass, you know? The glass.
Ryan, what are you?
Yeah, so I'm really glad I got that story off my chest because that needed to happen. It was ridiculous. It was a ridiculous night.
That's pretty good.
It was so silly.
Welcome to Earth.
Ryan's like watching
crying.
Movies. In the
so like, your friend smokes crack in front of you, and then you watch fucking Independence Day while he falls asleep and takes a crack nap. It was incredible.
Crack-a-pendence.
Independence crack.
Oh, yeah, so the solution to beating the alien menace was, you know, getting them hooked on crack. the whole horde.
I have a question. Because I didn't watch any of it. I saw a lot of people saying, like, Seth MacFarlane was doing, like, really terribly.
He was killing it. Like, he was
good or bad?
I didn't see it at the beginning.
At the very beginning, people were not responding to his joke. And actually, the jokes were not good, but...
Was he...
In the middle of it, he kept making all these jokes about, like...
Well, I was talking about this earlier. Like, with the Oscars, it seems like it's, like, 2 years is, like, the most you get. And maybe they'll bring you back eventually.
Billy Crystal's done, like, 20.
Yeah, I was going to say he's the only exception. Yeah. He did, like, 8 years in a row, took 3 years off, then, like, went back for another 5. But, like, Jon Stewart killed the first year. The next year, people were, like, iffy about him. He disappeared. Ellen DeGeneres did, like, 2.
Yeah, did Hugh Jackman do one or something?
He did one. He did
the musical's back.
Yeah, exactly.
That was remember so that? Silly. Yeah.
His power fist bump to the
casting
sky.
Director.
As if it had been
he
gone
predicted
or
the future. They won a fucking Oscar tonight for that bullshit.
Did they win Best Picture?
I have no idea. I hope not. But they performed Elliot Smith style at the Oscars.
So now they'll all
every
like, kill themselves next
is
year?
Elliot Smith style.
Yeah.
Who would you pick to host it? I was trying to think.
I thought he was doing like when I came home from work at like 8 o'clock, he was killing it. His jokes were hysterical.
Seth MacFarlane's a savvy choice for this because he is clearly has very big mainstream appeal.
He has range, and he can also
sing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and he has a really great voice for it. He has no problem reading the teleprompter.
He has that old school kind of badass LA feel to him.
He was making I saw were awesome. And a lot of them about like he's like, like the Avengers, it was like successful in the box office. So like obviously it's not nominated for anything tonight. Yeah. Like that kind of joke where like obviously yeah, like the quality of the film the, and like how much people like it translate.
It was like really introspective and really had a lot to say about a lot of things and was very well done. So that's why it's only nominated for one film tonight.
And very well received. Yeah. So obviously it was only nominated for one
people,
Oscar.
Lots of people enjoyed themselves and laughed during it, therefore like no one will ever. When has a comedy ever won like as a, like a funny movie? Did Big Lebowski win Best Picture?
No, I don't think it didn't.
It won some stuff.
It wasn't
it?
Nominated, I don't think.
But didn't
in the 90s? I highly doubt it. Everyone was too.
Didn't
like,
John
angsty.
Goodman win like Best Supporting Actor for that?
No, he should have.
Ryan,
look
this shit up.
You might no. I think Ryan. You might be confused with my rant about that. Where?
Oh. I mean, because that's one of the
for
best.
For a long
like,
time, I ran about how Big Lebowski should have been at least nominated for Best Picture, yeah. And John Goodman should have won.
Dude,
best
if Napoleon yeah. Dynamite can get like critical acclaim, and the Big Lebowski,
yeah, but
is
not
like,
at the Academy level, like no one. Ever
no,
did.
I know, but like every it won like every
I think
stupid film
I think
festival.
I the only
award.
Comedy that I can think of that's ever been nominated was Sideways. And that's not even like a real yeah. comedy.
I mean, like, Fargo like nominated for anything?
No, I don't think.
The first Coen Brothers movie that won Best Picture was nominated for Best Picture was No Country, right?
Yeah.
Maybe like Oh Brother, Where Art
that
Thou
might have
been.
That movie wasn't funny at all. Oh Brother, Where Art Thou was pretty sweet.
That might have been. I think that was nominated for Best Picture. I don't think it won.
I think it was. And probably only because of the Clooney thing.
And I genuinely enjoyed The Soggy Bottom Boys. I'm going to be honest. It's a good song. It's a good fucking song.
They're doing the 10 nominees now. And I actually kind of like that.
Interesting.
Because then they can include movies that are... It's like, yes, we acknowledge that that was good, movies that are but good, it's not going to win our stupid artistic Criterion Award.
Well, I mean, the fact that Crash won, it's like, okay, so this is...
Suck it. The movie was stupid. Brandon Fraser can choke on my fucking hog.
Yeah.
Sandra Bullock can watch.
That happened in like 2007, and I like still haven't gotten over it.
No, I'm still upset. It's like, all right, so this is a joke. Yeah. But...
It was funny though when they brought back the 10 nominee thing, like it was like a big deal, and then Tom Hanks came out to present the final award, and he goes, and it's clearly he doesn't give a fuck, he's kind of like reading off a teleprompter, he's like, not since Casablanca when Humphrey Bogart took home the Oscar has 10 films been nominated at the Academy Awards. The winner's Hurt Locker. Yeah. That's literally how we read it. There was no envelope. There was none of that shit. It was really funny.
That's awesome.
It was like, oh, so that's just
who
how
would
the
you
Oscars
who
end.
Would you pick like if in Pete's. Like, not in terms of ridiculous, like, oh, I'd have Andrew W.K. hosted or something, because that would
be... Oh, my God.
That would rule. Like, that would rule.
All right. Are we saying, like, it feasibly might happen in a, like...
Our lifetime.
Time warp, sort of, and then he does it once, and, like, no one... It's not well-received, but it's obviously very good.
Yeah, like, sure.
Because I would love to see Bill Burr do that.
Oh, my God.
I think it would be amazing.
Who wouldn't? I'd love to see Bill Burr.
Really? That chick. It's like, oh, she comes out. It's like, oh, I'm a big fucking star. Like, oh, my God. It's like, we just give it to her. It's like, no, like, shit was like, oh, but, you know, he would, like, go away and have, like, a good point about it. I'd be like, eh, what the fuck do I know?
Right? Or I'd love him to go up for, like, best picture. Be like, did anybody actually like that movie?
No, we're all supposed to, though. No, we'll keep it hush. Like, we'll pretend. We'll keep it going.
He's like, pretend it's not here. Pretend it's not the Academy Awards.
Who are you trying to impress, really?
Yeah, it's just like, but it was boring, right? Like, it was boring. We can all admit it was...
I would love
Look,
to
Affleck.
Hear him
I
call
like you guy, but
the
come on.
Dame Helen Mirren a fucking clam. Or like something like that. Bill you know, like Judi Dench as... It's like, and then some clam... Man,
and I think it would never happen. Obviously,
do you think
but
Louis
like,
could
I
do
think,
it?
I think it would be decent at it because
Louis
like,
could definitely do it.
Do you think? Do you think? I think that's possible.
I do too.
He's killing
In
it.
In fact,
so much.
It would make sense now that you mention it.
I just worry because like if he has to censor, I mean, he's brilliant enough that he could do it. Anyway, if he has to censor,
I don't
himself,
think
like,
he would give a fuck. Yeah. Which is kind of nice about it.
Oh, he would just like
he knows he's like killing it right now.
No, who gives a shit?
Okay,
no, like he's too big of a name. Like that. That's. That is like
I would love
the
to
comedy
see
person. Now that you said it,
it's
one of
the Academy Awards though, because they always do and try to go for like someone with like that appeal, that sort of broad range, like but like classy
I
want to
see
appeal.
Kevin Spacey yeah. host. That's
well,
what I want to see.
Yeah, that would make so much sense.
Yeah, every once in a while they do bring like an actor.
That's what I want to see. That guy is a fucking monster.
Yeah, I saw him as Richard III last year in Brooklyn.
He is incredible,
so good.
Man. I've never seen anything where it's like, oh, that guy's mailing me in, or like I don't believe his character. It's like. I almost believe his character too much. It's like
it makes the other characters look like
It's like he's making everyone else look like shit. Like get him out of there. You know, like it's like unless it's just him,
abort,
like
abort.
Unless it's just him monologuing, him doing some shit or like being an asshole to people. It's like why is he talking to them? But no, they're gonna sound stupid.
That was what was even better about Richard III is because like that character is manipulating everybody, making everyone kind of seem like stupid and shitty. And then it's just him talking to the audience. So like
that'd be interesting.
It's so
to see.
Great because it's like
Oh yeah,
Kevin Spacey of course is like. Running circles
and
around
his
these idiots.
Mug
like,
is crazy.
Yeah,
his eyes. He's like, oh, his eyes are crazy.
I don't even know where did he even like start.
I have no idea.
I can't think of his.
He's
like,
been
early...
in everything for the last like 25 years.
Yeah. But I had never heard of him until American Beauty. Obviously,
but
I was
he's
like
been
13.
In tons of shit before that.
Usual Suspects was
before
that.
Confidential. If you keep going back, you look at movies on Netflix that were like
Oh,
yeah.
I think seven. But I think seven. LA Confidential
awesome.
and 7 LA Confidential, what was the what was the one I just
American
said?
American Beauty was...
No, not that.
Later.
Usual
it's
Suspects.
Weird.
Did those all come out the same year? Weren't those all like 95?
Yeah.
But American Beauty was a bit later. I think
American Beauty was like 97, 98. But I'm saying those
but
three.
But I went back.
There
was another movie
but
that
I
was
wonder
from...
like who found him and was like, oh, he'd be so good at playing like
Ryan?
The pivotal point of a movie.
Kevin Spacey.
Because he's kind of weird looking. And...
Yeah, but like he'll deliver like whatever you want.
Yeah, but that doesn't make it in Hollywood.
It's crazy. I know.
I don't know who discovered
it. That's what I mean.
He started in... Is this his first movie? Is 86 in a movie called Heartburn? Long Day's Journey into Night, 87. I'm trying to find like notable.
That's what
in 87, Merchant, a bunch of like TV shit. Working Girl. I'm trying to like. All right, we're up into the.
He was in Working Girl?
I guess he was Clarence Darrow in a TV movie called Darrow in 1990. Glengarry Glen Ross.
Yeah.
I'm trying to.
That was probably his like big movie.
So he must
but
he probably right,
so he wasn't really in anything. And then 1995, he was in Usual Suspects, Outbreak, and Seven. 1996, he was in Time to Kill. 1997 was L.A. Confidential and Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil. and then The Negotiator, A Bug's Life.
He was awesome in The Negotiator, dude.
American
he was
Beauty.
So hold on,
and
a
then
K-Pax.
The
Negotiator
and
the
races,
was fucking K-Pax. Rad.
I heard that was pretty good.
Yeah.
Did you see The Negotiator?
Is that the one with Samuel L. Jackson?
Yes.
No, I've seen part of it. I don't know.
Did you see it?
No.
Oh man, I'm down to watch that whenever. That movie was rad.
We had a guest speaker come into one of our classes and speak for like 2 hours, and he's a hot, like New York's hostage negotiator, and he was telling us all these stories about. He's like all these movies are modeled off of him and stuff. He consults for all these hostages.
Did he say that The Negotiator was a good movie?
I didn't ask. He probably consulted on it, and he'd probably say, yeah, it was great.
Yeah, because that movie was awesome.
How does one get into that
I think
field?
That movie may have been
you
based
have to
on
be
him.
Like
remember.
Good at that.
Part of it's just part of it is so much of it is patience. Because it's a matter of just like stalling. Like, you're just stalling
people who
endlessly.
Are good at like making you calm and like not getting like unreasonable, and they need to be like tell you something, and like for whatever reason, like they convey it to you in a manner that you like are just like
but
as
it,
a crazy terrorist.
What,
you're
what's
like,
weird to
all
me-
right, fine. Well, like we'll wait for like an hour for the plane.
It's just,
you know
just,
what
it's
I mean?
It's like, hey, just hold on.
You know what I mean? It's like
bit.
Someone who has that like that ability. It's crazy.
Yeah,
and it's they know what to do in like those situations.
It's
I'm
weird
sorry.
Though because like if you get to like the point where like all right, say it's like okay, I'm really good at calming people down, and like I'm very patient. And it's like, oh, people are like, well, you should be a hostage negotiator. I feel like it never works like that. It's like more, it's like, oh, he's on the force. And it's like, and we need a hostage negotiation thing. He might be good. Let's try him out.
Yeah, I think you,
do
I think
go
it's probably more
field?
Like this dude is like, it's like, wow, he solved that in like the most nonviolent and sensical means possible over and over and over again, right?
I think they pick from detectives generally because they have to pass special exams and be on the force for a while. And then I imagine it's sort of like an apprenticeship type thing because
you
can like sit in
there,
on them.
You
can like
talk.
Be on like the radio or whatever. You can
well,
sit and watch.
Well, in all the movies, they're all like sitting around listening and he's the only one talking.
I feel like it's something you can apprentice into. Or
it's probably, it's probably like a detective. It's like, oh, wow, like he could have like gone in there and like a bunch of people would have died. That's one way that most people would have solved it. But like he found like this other way that like is very reasonable
or something
too.
He wanted.
And like made it like solved it like peacefully or whatever, or like made like a decision that killed one person immediately and then saved every. You know what I mean?
Well, he was like, coming in. He was speaking to her. It was a
because they need to be able to like make like a decision like at a moment's notice that like decides people's lives and like how to like
the reason
it's
he
crazy.
Was speaking to this class. The reason this speaker was chosen is because it was what I do a lot in law school is called ADR, which is alternative dispute resolution. So negotiation is basically you know. So that was the idea. Which is like figuring out what the other person wants and like how to like give it to them and like figure out how to put up with that shit. But speaking of like baller 90s film actors, I saw them setting up the theater. Apparently Alan Cumming is doing a one-man show of Macbeth. Like he plays every role or something.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen him since X-Men 2, but like
I'd be interested to see that.
Yeah. I saw Sleep No More, which is great, but...
see what?
Ryan says
Sleep
we need
no
to
more.
See... Sleep No More.
Sleep No More. What is it?
It's like...
It's crazy.
I told Pete about it, like, and he already knew about it, but like...
Insanity. Yeah, it's basically, it's like a loose interpretation of Macbeth, but it's like this four-story, like, warehouse, essentially, that they, like, bought out, and you go wherever the fuck you want, and there's always, like, stuff going on. Like, the actors are intentionally, like, creepy and separate you. You're all wearing, like, kind of gothic, like, Del Arte-style masks.
Yeah, you go in and, like, they bring you into this 1930s-style, like, ritzy bar thing, and you have all these actors and character, like, kind of talking to you, whatever it is, and you're let in groups. They put you in this elevator. They give you all these masks, and they give you the instructions, like, go wherever you want, whatever you find interesting, watch whatever you want, but like, no, don't talk. You can't talk. And so you're all wearing these creepy white masks and they let you off in these random places in this hotel. The whole thing is super dark and each floor and room is kind of different.
If
and then there's actors
funny,
like,
can you laugh?
Or yeah, like, but it's like the atmosphere is not really conducive to that.
It's never funny.
It's so creepy. Like they have all this creepy ambient noise being piped in everywhere and music and like, you can see there are clearly identifiable scenes. Like, I watched King Duncan killed by Macbeth. I watched Lady Macbeth trying to persuade Macbeth to do it. But even the actors interacting is like, they aren't speaking in words. They're kind of speaking in gibberish and kind of. But you can move around. You can interact with anything. Like, you can pull any books off the shelves. You can open drawers. You find all these letters from, like, Lady Macbeth. One floor is, like, a sanitarium. They kicked me off the elevator at a random. They intentionally separate you from people if they see that you're with somebody. They kicked me off into, like, a graveyard. There's like a room that's a creepy old, like,
What do you mean they're speaking gibberish?
Like they're it's almost, I don't want to say interpretive dance, but it kind of is. That's how they interact. Like you totally get what the scene is or what the dispute is, but they're not speaking.
But it's sort of like Trey Burton be like, rah, 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 rah,
yeah, or something like that. Or like Lady like Macbeth is kind of like thing? Shrieking at Macbeth, yeah, like pushing him. And there's like a lot rah, rah, of rah, rah, like laughing creepily and shit like that. And the whole thing, like there's the whole thing like disorients you. And like the first half hour, I was just kind of like, what? Like just trying to wander around. Parts of it look like a creepy old hunting lodge.
Do you know why
it's
called Sleep No More?
Sleep No More is a line from Macbeth.
Isn't it? It's a line from Hamlet.
Or is it from, oh, it's a Die to Sleep No More, yeah.
Yeah, it's just dying.
I don't know, maybe weird. Just because it sounds cool. I don't know.
Yeah, weird. You think
like crazy 88. They thought it sounded cool. They could do it with Hamlet.
I guess the sequel will take a quote from Macbeth, just so we have to...
Is there no Sleep No More? Are the words
what
Sleep No More never in that order
say?
in the show Macbeth?
Maybe they are.
I know, obviously to die to sleep no more is from the soliloquy to be in, yeah. But like...
Yeah, so you would assume it would be that.
You could do a Hamlet with that, although that's kind of what Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are dead are... Is like those characters kind of doing that,
right?
But I don't, like, it was sweet.
Sounds rad.
It was fucking cool.
Where is this?
It's like by our old apartment.
And it's a hotel, an old hotel.
They call it. It's built to look like a hotel. Like, there's one room that's the hotel reception, and the receptionist is like handing out all these messages. You know, because there's all the prophecies. Like, I saw him hand the message to Banquo. It's you will not be king, but your sons will be kings, or whatever that line is.
Right.
And then you can like walk up and just like pick up the letter while they're in the middle. You can be, you know, right next to the people. And I think if you do certain things, they'll like grab you and pull you into a room and say shit to you and then like shove you out.
Yeah,
didn't that
you
didn't
say,
happen to me.
Like,
happened
someone
to Jane.
Got cornered in a closet.
Yeah, Jane walked in like pretty early, and this woman with short hair, this actress with short hair, like made eye contact with her and grabbed Jane by the hand and pulled her into this tiny room, recited the first pages of the book Rebecca to her, handed her a locket, and then like shoved her out back into some other room and like ran away. I didn't have any of that happen to me, but I was kind of...
And you're not allowed to talk either, right?
No,
it's like
never.
Anything. It's like a true...
Yeah.
You don't like pull your cock out though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it seems like a good place to
the actors get naked.
Do they really?
One of them, Lady Macbeth, like got naked and like washed down in the insane asylum for a bit. She had weird boobs.
Weird boobs? How? Yeah. Weird how?
Like, just, I don't know, like angular?
Explain.
Question?
Like kind of small and like triangle-ish. Yeah, angular. I'm sticking with it.
Weird.
Yeah, I want to get fucked at this thing.
Yeah, you could.
Get
you could.
Fucked by
you
someone.
Could totally find like a dark corner somewhere and
like I want to beat off in the corner here at this.
Yeah, and they'll probably be like, "Oh, that's one of the actors beating off."
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
They,
wow, what a bold choice. I'm like taking a poop, you know, like goat-seeing my ass. Just I run up to a group of people and go, like,
"I'm gonna eat curry for like
ass,
5 days
and
before
the rounds out of it." And they're like, "Wow, this thing is crazy. They weren't lying."
Anyway, it's super cool. It's
yeah.
You
just get dressed up in period garb, put the mask on, take the mask off, and shit wherever you want.
I'll probably hire. They'll be like, this guy's got the goods.
He's got it.
Yeah,
you're right. That's how you get discovered. Like beating off and like shitting everywhere.
That's
dude, how'd you get to where you are today? Well, it all started when I got caught beating off.
It's like, oh, wow, you were like part of the cast. It's like, oh, no. I was just like wandering around, you know. Like,
but I still make bold choices.
But you can wind up scaring the shit out of it. You kind of become part of it in the sense that there was this one tiny room on this creepy floor, which was just, it was like a library with a typewriter and all these old maps. And I just kind of sat down at the desk in there and was like kind of typing shit and like looking at all these old maps and people be walking past and there's this creepy dude at a, you know, with a mask on at the desk and they'd be like, oh fuck. Like, and you know, they're startled right by you there. And it's just kind of, there's like this cool ballroom with a balcony all around it. You can like sit in a chair and there's the
drink. What is this cost? Jesus.
If you reserve in advance, it was like $80.
Yeah, but like,
we were there
how
for like, we were there
it?
For 3 hours.
It's like a whole building. That's crazy.
Yeah. We were there for 3 hours. If you try to buy tickets at the door, it's like twice that.
Did someone yell, I'm fed up with this world, all the Tommy was so when they were leaving? Because if not, I got you covered next time.
You should just sprint at full speed, screaming as loud as you, like, just yelling, you know, nonsensical shit, like John Madden quotes or something. Just try to break the atmosphere as hard as you can and see if they
Wiley,
stop you.
That, like, brutally autistic kid
yes.
I went to high school with who would sprint from class to class?
Yes.
That's what he did.
No, he didn't sprint. He would, like, fast walk faster than you've ever
skip.
Seen.
He would
faster
sprint
than
sometimes.
Anyone you've
it was like
ever
a skip,
seen.
Skip sprint,
but it was always at a walk. Like there was always one foot on the ground.
Yeah. Okay. Regardless,
you know what I mean.
Do that
it was the
sleep
fastest
no
fast
that's like
walk
what
I've
I
ever
do.
Seen.
Just but like I, immediately get in there and like have like my shoulders going really tensely and just like obviously I need to move.
I would just love for you to be yelling something that's completely out of place and not necessarily vulgar, but just sort of like. I don't know, like screaming like things about Derek Jeter through it, just to the,
dressed as like C-3PO.
Yeah, or like we're
so like
yeah.
they're forced to deal with it.
Forced to deal with it.
Yeah, you know what I mean. I mean his midichlorian count isn't that high because of his CPU, right, Ryan?
Yeah, or like
continue
screaming shit from like Jurassic Park. So it's just something really out of place. And see how long you get before they tackle your ass.
Respond to them with just like
yeah,
quotes from
they,
like
the security have to be in.
They have people in like black masks who are kind of floating around throughout in case
yeah,
you have
they're like
a panic
like
attack
pussies,
or need to
right?
poop or something. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. What if you have to poop?
They're
oh,
bad.
Yeah, I already saw
oh,
this.
Yeah, yeah. Pete, yeah. You attack
people.
Them with your fecal
yeah,
matter,
yeah.
and then you
an
get discovered.
Group of,
yeah. Or if there's an
audience
area.
Members.
Yeah, those people are called agents, and that's how you make it in the biz.
Shit just got real.
She just got really crowning out of my ass.
Yeah. Did I just unplug? Can you still hear me?
Ryan,
my headphones are unplugged.
Ryan, what what's our time signature? About an hour. Oh, yeah. All right.
I'm having fun.
It's good. It's
me
good.
Too. I'm down to keep rolling.
Yeah, man.
If you guys will allow me to take a piss.
Yeah.
Well, I have to piss, accessible? Too. I was about to ask.
What about Jim Norton hosting the Oscars?
Pete, go.
That'd
go.
Be great.
Pete, go.
Okay.
Go. All right, Pete, go.
All right.
No, put the mic down. Otherwise, right, I'm going to go.
Let's talk shit about Pete.
No, we can't talk shit about Pete. Because
I need to get up and get a drink, but
I will get you a drink right now.
But then I'll have to solo cast. I
no,
can do
no,
that.
No, no.
I'll yammer.
No, Ryan, a round of beers for the boys.
I get a. You guys have beers to spare?
What are you drinking?
I was drinking my Connemara.
Ryan,
which I got in New Hampshire.
A Connemara with one ice cube, a fresh Chester pale ale, and I think Pete's drinking a 60-minute.
Yeah, Rhino. Here's my Tumblr. My Tumblr, not to be confused with the website.
Yeah, Ryan, one ice cube, please.
Thanks. Thank you, sir.
You got to let that whiskey breathe. You don't want to water it down.
Glenn knows his stuff.
I do. Unfortunately, I work
so
in the service
for you,
industry.
Man, I miss these drops, dude.
Oh,
if it says,
so
no. It'll be to the fridge, unless like somebody moved it back out of the room. You don't see it? Not in the fridge.
All right, this is going to be tough to describe to the podcast listener, but you know, like, the web of your hand in between your pointer finger and your thumb?
I do.
I have a cut right along the outer edge of the web there. You see that, Nick?
Oh, that sucks.
It is the most unfortunate cut. That. It started out about an inch long. It's healed down to about a half an inch over the last, like, week. But it will not go away, and I get, like, lime and lemon juice in it, and I'm trying to make fucking drinks.
I took a boxing class the other day.
Oh, yeah? How was that?
It was fun. I'd never really done anything like that. So
you had some pop in your hands? Was the instructor impressed?
I mean, it was me and, like, a bunch of chicks.
He
so.
Tell you, like, pop, 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 pop. Good. Yeah.
He was
fuck
like
yeah.
He was a really friendly, like, Asian dude. All
right. They're good. They're good. They're quiet. Soft-spoken people.
Yeah, he was a nice guy. Jay might have taken it back in the room. I'll just, whatever we got here.
I can't do anything with my hand for a couple days. It's a nightmare.
That does suck.
It's all cut up.
It's not my beer, so.
There's like, yeah, I picked it. I must have, like, just broke
oh, okay. Yeah, please. Bass.
Starting March 1st, I have a 3-month fitness competition with some of the people I work with.
Excuse
now,
me?
All the criteria are separate.
Clowns don't rap.
It's a percentage based thing. Like, someone who's overweight.
Sorry, what was that from?
Phony clowns, I hate you.
Is this Juggalo shit?
Yeah, he has Juggalo drop.
I'm sorry. You were talking about your fitness
challenge. So, like, for me, I need to lose, like, I think it's 20 pounds for me. It depends. When I get weighed in, it depends. Because usually I fluctuate between, like, 205 and 215. If I'm 215 when I weigh in, I need to lose 20 pounds and just get, like, diesel as fuck. We're going to take, like, before and after photos and everything.
I should tend to get really fat before it, so it'd be easy.
No.
What do you get
no.
if you win? What do you get if you lose?
You win the pot.
You just...
And you get
oh,
swole
like money?
As fuck. Yeah,
oh,
it's $100 a person.
Oh, sweet. That's
so,
awesome.
Like, someone who's really overweight needs to lose weight, but, like, get swole as fuck and look good. Someone who's, like, skinny and wants to, like, get, or who's, like, skinny and sort of, like, soft needs to, like, put on muscle mass.
Who's the arbiter of who wins?
This dude, Black John, he's one of our new barbacks. He's I call him Little John because he's an amateur bodybuilder, which means all that means is he's not doing steroids yet. So he competes in the amateur circuit, but he is fucking enormous. When it's like, oh yeah, like we, he, like I weigh like 5 to 10 pounds more than you. It's like, yeah, oh my God. Like,
yeah.
There, if you wanted to rape me, there's nothing I could do. Like, I don't know what to tell you. Like,
right. You know what, Glenn? You don't have to say about that competition.
Actually, that's not necessarily
true.
You
know what my thoughts are on all this?
You Americans are stupid!
Like, I would have maybe a, like, a cool 9% idea. Chance of, like, knocking you out, like, it's before you raped me.
It's such a good incentive to, like, get
yeah,
in
so, but this guy is going to be, he gets, like, a percentage of the pot in order to basically train all of us. I have a leg up. He wrote me a list of shit, which I left at work today, which is great.
How many people are
getting them to fuck the VA for $100?
James Z, Dean, Bruce, and I don't know if Tyler's getting in on it.
Oh, so speaking of, like, ripped dudes.
But I'm sorry to tell you that after the first 3 butts, the next 3 butts of the competition are heavily steroid involved.
Oh, are you going to do that?
Hell yeah! It's going to be hilarious.
Wait, who has the steroid hookup?
I don't know. We're going to take steroids. It's going to be really funny.
Where
you can't
get
just,
steroids.
You can't just take, all right, you can't just take like whatever they diagnose for respiratory infections or not infections. But
no,
you know
we're
going to
get
about.
Like a guide and someone's going to shoot me the ass.
You're just
going
to like steal a bunch of EpiPens or something?
No,
like,
we're going to buy steroids from like sleazy people from Long Island or New Jersey or wherever you get it from.
Yeah, I guess a lot of those people are like in your fucking bar constantly. So.
It's bridge and tunnel trash.
No, it's awful.
Represent.
I am invincible.
This goes out to all the bridge and tunnel trash that patronize my fine establishment.
Who do you have? Who do you think is going to win, Machida or Henderson?
Ooh, that is an incredible fight.
And it's not even the headline fight. They're advertising Rousey and the girls, the ladies.
We're downloading
fighting.
It right now.
Oh, that's right.
It's oh, it already plus. Happened?
Yeah, it was last Saturday.
Oh, shit. Oh, great. I'm down to watch that. Listeners, for you, this it happened like 3 months ago.
Yeah, UFC.
Dan Henderson has that incredible right hand where he can win a fight at any round.
Henderson's
at any
like kind of old though, right?
Yeah, but he has some of the best wins of anyone in the business. Mm. And if he beats Machida, then he may. That's like Hall of Fame. If he beats Machida, like I think that like solidifies him in the
so,
Hall of Fame.
Machida,
he's
like,
knocked the fuck out of Chuck Liddell. He's beat the shit out of like certain. He's the thing is when he wins, it's like oh my god, that right hand just decisively won that fight. Like it's over. It's a KO. Like that guy, like. If that was on the street and that guy went down like that, like he could kill him, like
yeah,
right
okay.
there. It's not like he choked him out or like he hit him a couple times and the ref like tore him off. You know yeah. what I mean? It's like that guy was unconscious, like on the ground. You know what I mean? So he has this like.
So Pete taught him everything he knows.
Yeah.
So I'm that like, mixed with like his incredible wrestling pedigree and his like just phenomenal cardio and like work ethic. So he shows up like shredded, even though he's like 40 something. And he can knock you out whenever he wants. It's like Randy Couture with like a cannon for a right arm.
Huh.
It's awesome to watch.
Juicy Couture? The cannon. Yeah.
But on the other hand, Machida is a karate guy, and he can deliver that sort of power walking. Like
he does the back,
jumping
he does the retreat,
backwards,
like, yeah.
charging forwards. You don't want to rush him. You know what I mean? Like, who was the last fight he had where that guy rushed in on him?
If
and
you
he,
don't know, I certainly don't
I can't remember.
Know.
I showed you guys the fight though. It was
I
like,
remember
it was
them
like
doing
a minute
like
and a half long
I remember
fight.
Showing me like a sequence on his like retreat. Punch
the guy
things.
Literally charged at Machida, and Machida just came at him with a like a lance like right cross or maybe a left cross is a southpaw. I don't remember. I honestly don't remember. But it was just like a one punch. Like you decided to charge at Machida, he finished you. Like it's like this is a guy who charges in while retreating.
So
at
who
the same
who's your
time.
Pick? So who's your pick? And we'll report to the listeners.
I'm
who,
liking
if he was
Machida right,
right
now. Yeah. I'm really liking him off that last fight. If he fights like he
guess
fought
the
last fight,
of the main event card.
Because yeah. there's he's sort of like because
Pete's been saying
I'm not gonna
Dan
say he hasn't
this.
Been himself, but he's been beaten
talking
like
a big game about that.
He's been beaten handily recently by Jon Jones. He's been beaten handily.
Okay.
If he it shows up like he did last fight, it like it's Machida. Like he's on his game. Like, but I actually the odds of him showing up like that, I don't know. You never know with these older guys.
Yeah.
And you know, you know what I mean? Like you need to fight. Like you need to be. Like 100%, like just reacting to like things
well,
that aren't even happening, kind of thing.
I'm interested to see how it turned out, but Pete, this is—I don't know if you saw this—is like bad news for Los Yankees. Curtis Granderson broke his arm today.
Oh fuck!
So he's out for like 3 months.
So
doing
it looks like
what?
An all Blue Jays
he got hit by
AL,
a pitch.
Baby.
He got hit by a pitch by Jay Happ. I don't know, on his arm, presumably.
No, but where?
I didn't see it. I just read about it. I didn't see if it was like forearm or
Jesus.
Or I assume it was like. Kind of above his wrist because
like
because if they're
little,
describing
little
as,
bones
if they're describing as an arm and not a wrist then it presumably it's I mean it can't be above his elbow There's no way you can, like,
right.
Maybe J.R. Richard could have broken someone's,
yeah,
like, bicep.
Well,
but,
no,
like,
but he has, like, muscle on his arm. But you never know, dude.
Maybe Hap had that moment,
right,
like,
there where your deltoid meets, like,
Hap only throws,
know,
like,
man.
88. I don't know.
Maybe
dude,
he had that
weird
Kenny,
shit can happen,
Kenny,
you know?
Powers moment. He's like, I got my pitch back. After he, like, knocks Jackson's arm
weird
out.
Weird shit can happen. But, yeah, you're absolutely, it's probably one of the little bones in his forearm.
Tip drill.
Drill.
I don't know. I just thought it was out there because I'm fucking. Today it was like not freezing. Like it was kind of decent out. And I was like, ooh, it's like fucking springtime. Like baseball's.
Right.
Spring training started. So I'm kind of like.
Yeah, people were talking a big game about that. They're like, oh, barbecue season's coming up, baby. I'm like, really?
Yeah, I mean, it's still February, guys.
Like, yeah, let's all calm down, fellas.
I'm actually flying to Phoenix next week.
Phoenix? What brings you to Arizona?
One of the editors on Southside Showdown, the White Sox site I write for, has secured a house for a week in Phoenix. Like, his got it for free. So he's going to be covering White Sox spring training. He told me, if I get a plane ticket, I can stay free. It was like $100 for the plane ticket. So
it's you and like the whole staff sort of thing?
Just me. As far as I know, it's me and the editor and... I don't know if some of his buddies are.
I hope he's not trying to
fuck
you.
That's
just
that was what my mom said. She was like, "Are you sure he's not trying to?" She's like, "Are you sure he's not trying to rape you?" I'm like, "I've like talked. Yeah, pretty sure."
What a good mom.
I don't think. I mean, granted, I don't know.
Someone's gonna rape my handsome little boy.
You know what? Rape me once, shame on me. No, like, fuck. I don't. No. I don't think. I'm not getting a rape vibe from this one.
Okay, good.
Not this time.
Well, when you get there, if the house like is a trailer in the desert of Phoenix, maybe consider turning around before you.
I don't think that this dude became like a White Sox plugger as a, or like a ruse to lure in.
No, it wasn't a ruse. Then, but he did well, and he has like a decent blog going, and the fame went to his head. And now he's like, I'm gonna fuck like all these kids who write for me. You know what I mean?
All these like 25-year-olds from
New
York. Yeah,
it's fucking hot.
Well, you know.
I'm just complimenting in the, how attractive you are.
Oh, thanks, man.
That's like all I'm saying. Watch out.
In the legal field, we call this assuming the risk.
There you go. That's what we're doing right now.
I think, I don't know. I've never been to anything like this, so I'm excited.
No,
never
that
would
be really cool. Yeah.
I've never been to like an online sexual ambush. Like, I've never been to one of
those. It's a first.
I've never been ambushed sexually.
Shockingly. You know?
I know. I've been around for a while.
Get your big butt back in the house.
You've been hanging around on that internet all day long.
Ryan, I don't know if that was... I mean, there's got to be some sort of... Here, like...
Because I want to show you my pussy.
Yeah, that was
there
a little...
There we go.
Yeah.
That was good. Phoenix pussy.
Or, you know, like, the person who's... the person who's doing it, maybe it's
I made myself king.
That's a good one for that, I think.
Is that also or, from...
I'm getting him to fuck the VA for $100.
What, sorry?
I made myself gay. Is that
King? What's that from?
Dungeon Siege.
Oh, okay. No, is that Ray Liotta?
I've made myself king.
King. It sounds like.
Oh no, no, no. That's fuck, Glenn. It's... Who's the Burt Reynolds nephew in Dungeon Siege?
Oh, Matthew Lillard.
Matthew Lillard. That's it. I think that's who it is.
It sounds like you're saying I made myself gay. That's like sincerely what I heard the first time.
Back to the prior point.
I would be equally triumphant.
This guy is going to be in love with you, if anything. Like
he's
so,
married
like,
to
he'll kill
like a
you
woman.
Because he loves you.
I hope so. I mean,
right?
You guys,
like
you guys
that's why most people kill, correct?
All right,
because
I know,
they love.
I was just thinking, like, who gets my stuff if he kills
can
me?
Can I have some of your stuff?
You know, here's the idea.
I have
though.
The knife.
No, here's the idea. Is we can we'll have Ryan do like we'll say the thing from the from like the Joker thing. It's like we limited space. We're gonna have tryouts and like throw the knife down between you two, and then that's who gets it. So Glenn gets it.
So I get
say.
The knife because I'm not going for the knife. I'm just gonna kill Ryan with my bare hands and then
no,
pick up the knife.
No, it's between you and Pete.
Oh well, that'll kill Pete with my bare hands and then pick up the knife.
Yeah.
I want knife that knife real bad.
So I'll have Ryan hand the knife to Pete, and then if you want it, you have to get it from Pete.
It's a frame!
I think that's kind of a fair fight, Pete with a knife and Glenn unarmed.
That's still unfair for Pete. No, I mean, like, and unfair for me, I mean, because he has a knife. He could stab me with a knife.
I think it's a fair fight.
I'd be really angry that you gave him the knife, but
I'd be
that
dead.
Might
what
translate
are you gonna do to me?
Into fighting well with Pete v. Yeah, knife. I hate
you
knife.
Think
God
your bullets
me.
Can hurt him?
Like, what stuff am I entitled to that's going to incentivize?
Now, does the winner of the knife
how
fight
much knife
get more stuff?
I do between now and when you leave for Phoenix?
Oh, well, Glenn doesn't kill you if you win.
You can't
that's good.
Win.
Yeah, but that's not your stuff.
You get, like, my Xbox or...
Whoa!
All right, that's
I'm
pretty.
Listening.
That's a decent start.
You get
still not worth,
I got my guitars.
Glenn.
Kill it.
Okay.
She means nothing to me.
My bed's pretty sweet.
That is good. Do I get your room?
Yeah, I mean, well, I don't need it.
We have to get rent.
Maybe maybe Jane will move in there.
Memorial room?
Yeah.
No, but she'll like, it'll remind
There's
her.
There's nothing
of
worse
you.
Than
no,
an
yeah,
Asian
like,
widow. Traumatic. Am I right, guys?
Wait. It's
the
good.
Reason we
Fuck,
cast.
I don't know what to
tarp on that point.
No, I'm just trying to figure out what which one to. I'm trying to think of what fucking. Oh wait.
Pachinko wa santo.
I guess I don't know.
Japanese what, for knife fight.
You know, we give Ryan shit for. I mean, yes, he often misses the some of the best drafts, but some of these are just kind of like. We put them in because we like them, but they aren't really relevant to anything.
A penis one, please. That was it.
I'm going to need a machete, not a penis.
Is that from A Thousand Ways to Die?
You know it is.
I love the fact that it's doing my job for me, hands-free.
Two seconds, I'd just be like, that's a drop. And Ryan would be like, yep.
Just stick it in there and walk away.
Yeah, I don't know. What else do I have to offer?
Giddy up, Ahmed! Giddy up!
Do I get Jane? Do I get to keep her?
Well, only if you do that creepy old world thing where you're like his brother and you have to like marry his dead
wife.
Yeah,
like if he went away to war.
Yeah,
sort of
and it's
thing.
Like, and you died. It's like, well, now I guess we're married.
Yeah,
and
you have to
like
withhold
raise...
the family contract or whatever
yeah.
it is.
Yeah, and you have to raise their kids together, which I guess is just watching the Food Network.
Wait, what the fuck is this?
Because I want to show you my pussy.
What? Yeah, but what? Brian, what movie?
Porn?
Because I...
Oh, Louie. Yeah. Oh, I thought you said movie, and I was like, well, which
movie,
one, Ryan?
Nick.
Television.
Nick, you idiot.
iPhone.
iPhone.
Music. Smith.
Music Smith.
It's the hockey team from hell.
Agreed.
Oh, man.
We didn't have any leftover Guess the Genders, did we?
I could pull one up. I did see some. Here, give me Google. Give me
get
five
out of
minutes
the way.
On Google.
Get the chariot, motherfucker.
I did have one funny news story that I kind of saw that I thought you guys might get a kick out of right before I came over. This family in 1982 had a pet tortoise. Like, they got a pet tortoise and they lost it and they just assumed it wandered off and died or something like that.
Yeah, now that it lived for another
30 years later, when their father, everyone grew up and moved out of the house and like the wife died or something, the dad became like a hoarder and then he died and they were cleaning out his house. And they found the live tortoise.
Because it was eating his ass,
no,
right?
No, because there were termites in the house. And the tortoise was just, like, perfectly happy to sit in the dark and eat termites. And he was just like, yeah, like, I'm just fucking chilling. Like, this,
oh, that's
got plenty of food. Like, I'll hang out.
That's sweet.
Yeah, so the tortoise was, like, fine. It was like, oh, hey, guys. Haven't seen you in a while. Because tortoises live for fucking ever. So.
Yeah, no, it's like, oh, you guys could have waited another 50 years. I would have been fine. I'm good. I had all the termites I need. Bring me more dead guys.
I just thought that was fucking
so
dope.
So it was in the house the whole time? Or?
Yeah, it was just in buried under some shit in the basement
so
or something.
So was he always a hoarder? Or like...
I think
once
was,
a hoarder, always a hoarder,
I think
Pete.
there was some construction in like the house when it was lost. So I think it kind of like crawled into a storage, like in the wall or something. But they found it just in the pile of stuff years later.
I guess they had like a free-range tortoise in their house. Where was this?
Almeida? I don't... Here, let me Google, like, 30-year tortoise. It'll probably come up. Also, there was an Onion article that I saw that was awesome with, where, you know, that Olympic athlete who had prosthetic legs shot his girlfriend?
Yeah.
He claimed that she was... He thought it was a home intruder who had locked themselves into his bathroom, so he just shot up the door. And like killed her, and the Onion did like
help. What?
It said like helpful. That's his defense.
That actually
and
happened.
Yeah, yeah. And the Onion's like helpful tips to not accidentally murder your girlfriend. And it was like do activities that will not lead to accidentally killing her, like taking her to dinner and not causing her to stop breathing and things like that. Like,
why did he do it? Like,
he killed
like,
her. It's a shit defense. Like, that's what happened.
So he like took the gun and she ran into the bathroom and he like lit up the door.
Yeah.
What a fucking weirdo.
His brother's on charges for murder for like a different thing right now too.
How do you lose his legs? Like also killing women?
Probably like trying to murder someone and they defended themselves and cut off his leg with a samurai sword or something.
And he just got like bionic legs.
Yeah.
And like one.
That's the way the world works. People who need cool bionic legs never get them.
Oh shit, this was in Rio. The tortoise was in Brazil. We're all thrilled to have Manuela back.
I mean, not dead.
No one can understand
but...
how she managed to survive for 30 years in there. It's unbelievable. The box contained an old record player and miraculously their long lost tortoise, still alive after more than 3 decades. The tortoise was like, oh, hey, what's up? What's going on? What you guys been up to?
Oh, hey, pal.
You would not believe how well I've been living down here. All right. Let me...
Yeah, it does that like cool Gandalf thing. It's like, Manuela. Yes. They used to call me that once.
I return to you now at the turn of the tide. I am Tortoise, or Tortoise as I should have been.
Yeah, termites are you're like the merest termite.
Are there is their armor thick and their shields broad?
They're my dick is thick. Let's get some broads. You know what I'm saying, fellas?
Lord of the Rings pickup artist humor. We need to neg these broads.
So once I do this, you can start generating these after we're talking about it, for example. Now I've shown you the way, even though I'm sure you could have figured it out yourself,
it's
right
now. It's a very fastball song.
Okay, so, do we have the Guess the Offender drop? Do we have the...
Yeah, Ryan, did you get my text about when...
Triumph and Return Up.
Yeah.
I love the Super Smash Brothers-esque cheering. It's like, whatever you did, it was great, because we're Japanese, yay! Like, you should feel great after that.
Ashamed.
Yeah. Not ashamed, embarrassed.
Embarrassed. Well, you don't want to dishonor your fucking ancestors.
So embarrassed.
Those ancestors have high standards. All right.
Get on us.
All right, so this is another... They're all from Florida.
They
really are.
Slanty-eyed standards? That's pretty fucked up, man.
It's cool, dude. I'm dating an Asian. It's all right.
You've been trying to get away with those really messed up Asian jokes for a while. And
yeah,
I like
I'm, and
I
I'm
like
succeeding.
It.
And I'm
yeah,
succeeding.
Yeah, yeah. Because
I've been trying to and succeeding.
It off flawlessly.
Pete's just trying to... See, Glenn, this is why Pete always wins. Is he butters me up. He can't help it.
What's the score right now, Nick?
Didn't you win round two or whatever?
No, Pete and I, it was a push. We tied. He got one. I got one.
Not last time, but
yeah,
like,
last time was two.
Like,
but
I
was up by like 3 or 4 points
Pete
going
like
into that.
Killed the first extended
the first,
scoring
the first
session,
bringing
right?
down the house. Yes, but I believe I was up like.
I think you won the second season.
No, we didn't do a second season. I'm still up.
Oh, it's still continuing.
Yeah, it was
what's
like
the score
7
right
to 4 or something, or 7 to. You know what I mean?
Pete, what do you want?
It was one of those.
I don't know. I would have to like go back and listen to it.
Do you want
to
start?
I have October Glenn 6.
Yeah, yeah,
really?
It was something like that. So then with this one, we each got two.
Last time,
we each
right?
got two last time. He won one, we tied one, and I won one. I won the last one. We tied the first one, he won the second one, I won the third one.
So this will be we'll play to, what do you guys want to play to? Like,
Bringing Down the House.
I guess 21, Bringing Down the House with Kevin Spacey.
Oh, word, okay.
Full circle.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's another one. This is another...
Guess the gender of the offender.
Can't help myself. All right, so a parent... In Fort Pierce, Florida, it's always fucking Florida, you can't avoid it, has been arrested and accused of child neglect after allegedly leaving their kids ages 3 and 9 months at home so they could get drunk at a friend's house. The defendant, age 20, told police they went to a friend's house in Vero Beach and was drinking but returned home twice to put both children to sleep before passing out at their friend's house. The defendant's alleged alcoholism came to police attention when the children's grandfather notified them. After arriving at the home around 11:30 p.m. and noticing that one of the children had a soiled diaper and the other was yelling and asking for the defendant.
Oh. I'm going girl.
Oh, that's tough.
I guess Ryan's got to have a poker face on these two now because he's seeing these as I'm putting them together.
Oh, my poker face, my poker face.
I'm going to have to go girl as well.
You going to talk yourselves out of this one? Either of you?
No.
You're both right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know why I knew it was a girl? Because she came back multiple times over the course of the night.
Yeah, that's
right. No guy is like, oh, hold on, let me go check on the kids. Okay, I'm going to go back to get blackout drunk. Oh, I'm already blackout drunk. Let me go back and check on the kids. All right, I'll be back. Like, she came back two times. No guy does that. Guys neglect wholeheartedly.
I mean, that's...
They leave. then they don't come back. If they come back, they come back at like 6 in the morning.
Obviously,
when they're done with their business.
I don't know all the specifics, but I mean,
that's
unquestionably shitty parenting, but it's funny because it's like, in America, a 20-year-old getting drunk and doing that is, like, a crime. Like, a real crime. And it's obviously, like, this is... Don't leave your fucking, like, infant children alone. It's fucking stupid.
Yeah, fuck you, asshole.
But, like, there are so much worse shit that goes completely unpunished every goddamn day. I don't know. It's kind of silly. Ryan's gonna... I'm gonna see how Ryan's... tries his hand at sanitizing the gender
this is
from
an
this
all
one.
All Rhino.
I picked the crime, and I'm gonna let Rhino sanitize the text so I can just read off a teleprompter, so I don't have to like.
Right, I'm gonna go operating on a hunch here. Ryan probably really enjoys sanitizing text.
I take it really seriously that I don't spoil the gender based on the words.
Right. Don't say like this clam did this, et cetera, et cetera.
This hussy.
This
douchebag.
Quite
this
trumpet.
This doesn't need to be sanitized.
No, this gives it away.
It does. Okay.
What are we sanitizing? What gives it away?
Sanitizing.
You can tell
helper.
Me.
Okay. Thank you, Ryan.
Just deleted
Let's see how this
her
goes.
Period.
I'm gonna put myself in Ryan's hands.
His huge dick.
I'm putting my huge dick in Ryan's hands.
Finally, dick.com.
You guys ready? So, what is it? Is it 9 to 7 right now?
Well, we both just got one.
Yeah, but you were if we're playing to 21, and it was 6 to 4. You each got two last time, and now you each just got
3,
one.
Ryan said.
Oh no, it was 8 to 5.
Oh, 8 to 5.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Ryan said it was 6 to 3. So then plus 2.
Oh, it's 9 to 6 right now. Okay. Yeah. 9 to 6, Glenn. And this is a hard game to catch up.
It builds into the psychology of the game where you're trying to catch up. So you want to like convince yourself of a contrary argument because that's the only way you can like get a leg up.
How's this,
you know you're right and you need the easy point.
How's this for a rule? The person who's winning always has to guess first. Because otherwise, they can theoretically just always guess the same and never
lose.
Like,
but the first person can always change
their guess. Like, we've always operated in the
paradigm.
Okay,
all right, fuck it. Let's
because
a game
there's
of honor,
always
game of honor between gentlemen.
No, but yeah, you're right. The first person needs to be like,
or
yes.
Women.
That was the original title for the game.
You know what I mean? Because we say, like, we always, like, go, it's like, so do you want to change your answer? That whole thing, we can't remove that. But yes, you're right. The person in the lead should answer first.
We'll be able to use our own.
You can always like
we'll be able to
like,
use our own judgment if somebody's clearly just like blocking, because that'd be lame. Because you could theoretically never lose a lead.
That's true.
I don't think you need to worry about that with me and my history in this game. So let's continue.
That's true. It's the
I
it's
often
law school
take
training.
The more entertaining route just to like.
We're also super honorable at the games we play against each other.
Yeah, so I don't think we need to worry about it. Anytime we play basketball, it's like, oh no, should we do like a do-over? Even wiffle ball. Wiffle ball games will take like hours.
That's where we're
pussies like,
and never amount to anything.
But basement hockey, which is going to cause all of our early deaths. Like, I'm going to go get some chest x-rays starting next year
because
of this shit.
Because that game
like,
took extra hours because we're like, you know, I feel like that was like a push either way, you guys. Like, I feel
I don't know if that was a goal.
It was unfair on that
we
respect.
We also listened to Push
but,
by Matchbox.
No, it's like, but I also see what you were saying about how that could be kind of unfair. So why don't we just like try that point over. It was like a lot of that. You know what I mean? It was like we were like a three-person UN.
All right.
Let's do it.
This one's from New York.
What?
Empire State.
Yeah, bitch.
It's that whoa.
New York State Police say 54-year-old defendant passed 2 oxycodone pills to their 30-year-old child by French kissing them during a jailhouse visit. The defendant was charged with third-degree criminal sale of a controlled substance, a felony, and second-degree promoting prison and contraband, a misdemeanor, while the child was charged with second-degree promoting prison contraband, according to the Rochester Democrat and Chronicle.
Ooh, Rochester.
The defendant pleaded not guilty Tuesday in court and was remanded to Yates County Jail and released in lieu of $2,000 cash bail. The child, who's been in jail since January 26th on an unrelated felony weapon possession charge, is scheduled to be arraigned on the misdemeanor. I guess like a month ago.
This is a great one.
So, obviously, the question is the parent, not the person in jail.
Not the one in jail.
Or do we want to make it both?
Yeah.
Let's make it both. Yeah. There's 2 points on the board here for each.
Round robin.
Yeah, 2 points available.
Make
it clear which one you're guessing.
I have
parent
to
or
go
child,
first.
Parent
yes.
child.
So
the parent
like,
is a woman.
Matter. No, we agreed that didn't matter.
No, but like I should still answer first, but we can still oscillate. You know, like our opinions don't matter.
It doesn't matter.
You know what I mean? Like we can change it, but I'm just I'm saying that the fucking
the tongue kisser
the defendant whatever person for the story the mother
the
is
parent.
The parent the yeah is it, it's a lady.
Okay.
And the one with the weapons charges is a guy.
Okay.
So boring, but I'm thinking the same thing because I feel like the relation in between them kind of makes sense. And
I really hope it's 2 dudes making out, but I'm not going with that.
No, you go. Yeah, no.
It wouldn't be believable.
Yeah, no, it's just like, yeah. And then, like, they let them in the same room.
It's like, dude, I've turns seen that guy make out with, like, the guard would be like, that guy's been making out with dudes, like, all day. Like, he wouldn't be that
it
into
turns
it.
Out that, like, the two dudes, the boy and his father, like, met up for the first time in 10 years. Little did the guards know this would be a conjugal visit. Like, yeah. If they were like, you know yeah. what I mean? If it was, like, America's Most Wanted. Yeah. No, I don't think. I'm really hoping that's what it is, but I'm banking on it not being that.
Yeah, and Weapons Thank Charge, you, I screamed this to a troubled help, son. I'm guessing. I'm doing the same guess as Glenn.
Final answers?
Mm.
No one's going to talk themselves out of it?
No.
I do like it when you talk yourselves out of the right answer.
It's good.
Yeah, it was a 54-year-old woman.
The
and
Weapons
her
Charge
son.
Is just such a dead giveaway for a guy. So rarely do women have Weapons Charges.
Yeah, but I'm not looking for the common crime on here.
No, but that's what gave away that the parent was a woman.
When we
the making
them,
out move is really rare. A dad's not going to go. Well, I mean,
when we do
I shouldn't
them quicker
say that.
Like
definitely,
this, though,
but like,
it's even if you sanitize them, it's a bit quicker because the ones where I can tell you it's like prepared, it's like I can tell it's just like, oh, when you tell me like on Tuesday and say we're casting on Friday, it's like, oh, I got some guys that change the event. I'm like, oh, fuck. Because I know it's going to be like really cerebral and
I'm just
up.
Looking for that one thing.
Because he came across something,
me.
It was like, oh, this will fuck with them.
No, yeah, I know, true. But sanitize. Like, you still, like, there are still clues like that, like, a weapons charge.
Yeah.
Thank you for, like, that gave me the answer.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
You know
yeah.
what I mean?
No, you know, that's the thing, though. It's the odds of it being, like, a female in jail on a weapons charge, and then, like, the thing is, that's a mom move. Is, like, a mom will come and do anything to help their kid.
And even if it's, like, a weird makeout thing to try to pass whatever to the kid.
Yeah.
Right.
No, but what gave it away for me was the weapons charge. Really.
You don't think you think it's like a dad move to go make out pills to somebody? A dad would be like doing other. I don't know. It just doesn't sound like a dad move to me.
Yeah, exactly.
No, if there was like a whole oxy thing going.
Maybe
once dad got the oxy pills.
Because, you know, it's like if there's like some film where they need to bring a guy out of the jail, they bring in like the hot chick from the evil syndicate to go like make out the key to like some guy.
And then they do that in X-Men 2
yeah,
again.
But,
I bring him X-Men 2 over.
Yeah, Mystique. But knowing them, like. You know what I mean? It's like, do they find the fucking news story with the two dudes making out to like pass OxyContin to each other who are like father and son? You know what I mean? That's always in the back
of
my mind.
A lot of quick things.
Nice. Thank you. Ryan, this is actually a big help that Ryan's
reaching for oddities.
This is so much easier because I can like pick out stories.
I feel like they're going to get darker and darker.
And have Ryan.
Because I'm fucking Ryan.
I can just pick the story and then Ryan can take the time to sanitize the gender so I can keep the cast rolling.
Mm-hmm.
That's what a good engineer does. Nice work, Ryan.
What site do you guys use to
Google?
I would just Google fucked up news story. Or
there's a dude on Twitter. This guy's amazing. He just does Twitter searches for like Obama Hitler, and then just retweets all the dumbest shit he can find, like or whatever it is, like racial slur. Baseball, and he'll just like pull all those retweet or misspellings of words.
What's his name?
Juchi Mane. I think it's like yeah. J. Do you know this one?
Yeah.
J U C H E M A N E. Guy's a genius. It's like so depressing, but like really, he'll just find like strings of stuff where it's just I'm gonna retweet like all of this shit in a string. Like I search for like God. Faggot and Obama, and then just like retweet everything, like all the worst things I find. Or the best is the misspellings
and
stuff.
Therapy for him.
I kind of stole the idea because during the blizzard, I Twitter searched blizzard spelled BLIZERD and like came up with a lot of shit. A lot of like really magical people. And some people are like, why are you retweet? And I'm like, don't worry about it. but that's not really my business on Twitter. Anyway, this one comes from, not our hometown, but Connecticut, nonetheless.
I probably wouldn't know how Blizzard would spell if like Pokemon didn't exist and have a move called Blizzard.
I learned from
or
Donkey
the
Kong
video
Country.
Game company Blizzard didn't exist.
My favorite. I used to play a lot of in freshman year of college. We used to play a lot of Madden 06 on the PS2, and there were some really great players, like third string special teams on some of these things. Like Bobby Blizzard was our favorite. He was like a fifth string tight end who we were like, oh man, like I'm just putting him in the starting lineup. Like fucking Bobby Blizzard, he rules. And then we started playing NFL Europe teams against each other because all the players were like slow as balls and like sucked. And I was like,
they make them like way
yeah,
slower.
Yeah, all their ratings are like 50. So you can like make them play against. But then like Bobby Blizzard was like a stud in Europe. He was like this special teams washout in the NFL, but we were like, wait, Bobby Blizzard's on like the Ryan Fire, and he was
this
just
guy's
like,
this guy's got a lot of talent and a great heart. Yeah. He just hasn't found the right format yet. He may not make.
Are you
NFL.
Kidding me? Based on name alone, get that guy on the team.
But you do know
I want Bobby Blizzard jerseys. I want him every Bobby looks, Blizzard.
Yeah.
Does no one realize the marketing potential of that?
The only thing better,
squared, bitch.
The only thing better was Baron Frost, and I'm so sad. I'm so sad he sucked.
Did they ever meet in the field of combat?
No, Pete, because the sun still rises in the east, and we're still alive. Like,
oh,
the
that's
world.
Right. It's the prophecy foretold. Sorry. All right. It's
yeah. They would both.
Let's do one more.
Pete, they would both use the move break the earth, and then like, you know what I mean? What would be left?
Break the earth.
You know that weird like crevice with like lava coming out of it would form after they punch the ground.
It's called a fissure. Gland.
Yeah. Oh, another
Pokemon. You learned from Pokemon. Calling you on your bullshit. Let's hear the question.
It's super effective.
Yeah, isn't that weird? Like, guys who want to work with kids, you're kind of like,
No, you don't get to work with kids. You smoke a bunch of crack, you don't get to work with kids. It doesn't matter what your dreams
are.
No,
I'm saying in general. It could be like a guy went to Yale, and he's like, I want to work with children. I'm
that's
like,
fine.
There's something wrong
with you.
There's
still something wrong with you, but that's okay, because you haven't done anything wrong yet.
I was like trying to address more my insecure, like weird thing, which is like, why would a guy like want to be?
No, I totally understand what you're saying. Like, I teach summer camp for 1 month at the like the course of the whole year, and I love it. The kids are fucking intelligent and cool, but that's about as good as I am with other people's kids. You know, I have no intention. Like,
you're a good babysitter.
Oh, I'm a fucking fantastic babysitter. Because I treat kids like they're adults, because that's like the people I liked when I was a kid. It's like,
ooh.
If you're... Oh, yeah, you found
adults
a fucking...
Adults can have sex.
Sound like a silly one.
We should do it because we've tied the entire night.
Righto, what's the score right out? I knew that was a chick. I wanted to let you pick first. This is an interesting one they're bringing up.
I mean, it's not like... It's silly. Like, this is a silly one.
Not, like, leaving out any of the details to make it harder, right?
There's a lot of just info that's stupid. Like, you guys don't give a shit about court dates and stuff. Like, why am I going to... Like...
Yeah, I do. It gets into the psychology of the person.
Everyone knows women go to court in June.
Women go on time to things.
Everyone.
Women don't rarely miss things as often as do or not.
Are you sure?
Most people I know, like the girls I know, are usually generally on time. Unless they're like fuck ups, you know what I mean? But like in school, like girls were always like doing everything on time. You know, there were like the smaller percentage of like the slacker, like turning in things late. Like I knew plenty of smart dudes who would just like mail it in. Turn things in late. I didn't know any girls who were just like looking to fuck it up.
Even girls
who like had like a facade of like I'm trying to like do things like laissez faire. Like
I've seen dozens and dozens of rap sheets, and I don't think there's any particular.
Damn it.
I think a lot of the time too. I mean, it kind of goes back to what we were talking about. Like a lot of dudes have more experience with the criminal justice system because they're committing crimes more often.
The women might be more scared by it because they haven't dealt with it before.
Or just, like, don't get how awful it is to miss a court appearance because they don't have any experience with it.
Yeah, I didn't even think of that. Damn it.
Because if you're in jail, you fucking
of,
talk
like,
about it.
The punctuality of, like, most of the girls I know. They're, like, on point. Like, if you're supposed to be somewhere, they'll, like, be there, on, like, a little before. Like, on time, if not way before. Like, you know, like, most, I don't know.
All right, so we have this next last one queued up because I think we're coming up on like 2 hours. And
good, man, we need to start actually podcasting again.
I'm having fun, man. This is
digging it.
What do we normally do, guys? Drink beer and talk bullshit. So
yeah, exactly.
Why don't we do that?
Which was the whole premise of the podcast from the beginning.
No, it was three guys who've been friends for years who were still trying to impress each other with their senses of humor.
But also at the same time, like,
succeeded.
What's one of the what's, one of the, what's
you just did there, you big queen.
What's something? Glenn called a fucking hippo in, what was it?
Buck hunter? Yeah, they always have
smug queen.
In Safari Big Buck Hunter, they always have the trophy animal. And there's this one time it was a hippo, and it like minced across the background, and it didn't present any good shot. And I'm like, that smug queen. Yeah. Like, I didn't have a clean shot at it. It was bullshit. I was pissed.
Smug.
All hippos are gay and
strut.
Smug.
No, that particular hippo strutted across the background without presenting itself.
Makes that Fantasia hippo look like shit.
Yeah. That hippo I could have shot in the face like 8 times.
Make that Fantasia hippo look butch as hell.
Yeah.
Yeah, shit. No, I don't know. It's just, I get bored. People are like, what do you want to do like for a living? I'm like, like sit in a hammock and slug beers? Like, I don't know. This, like, what,
yeah, and like talk nonsense. Yeah. Yes, forever. I want to get paid for that.
Yeah. So
there's a job for that, and it's what we're doing right now. We need to do it more. We do this all the time. We're
as far as I know, we're the only podcast out there, so let's fucking...
Well, honestly, when we started, there were 8,000 submissions to iTunes a day. Now there are probably like 20 on the end of that.
Yeah.
So we fucked up, but like we're still funny.
But we're here. We're hanging in.
Yeah, we're still doing it.
Pete's in a sketch comedy group now. We're doing some stand-up. It's good.
I do nothing. Yeah, it's great.
Fuck you, Glenn.
I make like the 75 people I work with laugh in whatever language is necessary.
It's funny because I had two podcasts that were on hiatus for like 4 or 5 months, and they both were resumed the same night, and now I'm doing like 2 podcasts a week at this point.
I go into the dishwashing room and tell the fat Guatemalan ladies in there about how I smoke weed in bed with dudes and that I'm gay as fuck.
And feed them crack.
This is what I say. I tell them I smoke weed in bed. It's me.
You
it's,
barter for
I,
crack.
This is what I do.
It's, feed it to your
these
friends.
Are the words I use. One bed, two dudes, one joint. And then I point to like another dude in there. I'm like, yeah, this fucking guy. That's my boyfriend right there. And they're like, oh, Esme Mary Cohen? Like, you're a faggot? And I'm like, yeah. It's awesome. Every night. And then, like, literally every single night.
Why?
It's so much fun. And then they're like, for real, though? You're, like, gay? And I'm like, no, I'm fucking around. But seriously, smoking weed in bed with dudes is awesome. And they're like, wait a minute, you're gay? And I'm like, no, absolutely not.
Rite of passage of the country.
And you do it. I do this every night. And now they know I'm kidding. So, like, this one, like, awesome, like, just, like, built like I am Guatemalan lady comes up to me. And she's like, last night, me and this chick, we smoke weed in bed together. One joint, two chicks, one dude. You know what I mean? But she said in Spanish, like I said, it was fucking awesome. So I'm learning Spanish better in order to convince them how gay I am.
But not really.
But then seriously, yeah, I'm fucking gay.
But seriously, like,
every once in a while the managers come and they're like, hey, get back to work. And I'm like, oh, I'm really sorry.
But seriously, seriously, why?
It's so fun. I want to work on making like people I can't relate with laugh. You know what I mean? It's fun.
You're a monster.
I'm a terrifying...
You make us fucking sick.
I feel like I contribute...
Glenn's like some sort of satanic Patch Adams sort of thing going on
there. I contribute to the culture of a place.
I make them all laugh.
Usually negative. But like, there's Bengali dudes. As soon as I learn how to say like big dick...
Each with a brain tumor.
Big dick and big pussy are the same words in Bengali.
What?
It's big shuna.
Oh.
Shuna is fucking dick and pussy. It's like big shuna. And, like, the dudes will be like, big shuna, no good. And it's like, no, dude, it's fucking awesome.
And
big shuna
is Bengali for...
No, you just say big shuna. Like, they don't give a fuck. I have no idea. I need to find... Well, you're right. I need to find... But big shuna, it's so much funnier to say big shuna.
It's like that Eric Ibar and whatever the fucking... That other player for the Angels story from when they were, like, 19 or something like that. That clubhouse story about how there was some sort of hot dog spread in the clubhouse. And they, like, didn't speak any English. And they were always just the two of them, like, two 19-year-old Dominican players, like, palling around. And, like... They started, like, doing all kinds of shit with the hot dog buns to each other's cocks and, like, giggling. And then they just turned to everyone else in the clubhouse, all of their coworkers, and just said, we're not gay, you're gay. And then they just started laughing, like, high-fived and went in the showers together. And it's just sort of like... What's your goal?
I understand that,
like, they're hyper amused by it and like hanging out.
Yeah,
like,
I started a trend in this whole restaurant called Nice Cock, you look at the guy's cock and you go like, nice cock, man.
I don't know, it's
like I see it through that A-frame. It's like a big fat man's profile, man. It's like Alfred Hitchcock down there. It's looking great.
I guess if you're just, like,
you look at guys' dicks. That's a thing.
I'm down with the idea that you're just kind of think everything is funny. You're just having a great time going through life. Like, I totally get that, but it's just some of these things
people,
is just sort of like,
it's like, we're not gay, you're gay.
Wait,
let's go in the shower together.
Yeah. What are you saying exactly? Like, what is?
No, I get that.
It's just really funny to me.
Like, for whatever reason, talking about dicks is like universally hilarious. Like, now when I walk by Bengali dudes, they like laugh. They're like, oh, big Zuna. Like, they like say, like, you know,
like all the graffiti that they found in Pompeii, like half of it was also just like,
it's
dick
not
drawings.
Graffiti. It's like, this is where the brothel is. And it's like a penis as an arrow.
But it wasn't just
here.
That. It would just be drawings of people like fucking each other. It'd be drawings of dicks. It'd be like, this person fucked this person.
That's what
graffiti has
would be
never
anywhere.
Changed.
It's like, graffiti is
in
back
thousands
then,
of years.
Graffiti back then was like if every surface was like a bathroom stall.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
They were like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, everything.
Pompeii
like all,
was hilarious.
Yeah, it was just like
some of the only art that survived in the whole place was like
this
the,
dude
fu-
fucked
the
this
funny
guy.
Erotic shit on the whorehouse wall, and yeah, people being like, this dude like boned this dude. Like, this, can you believe
this
that?
Dude's
like,
wife fucks octopuses?
I,
or yeah. whatever, like,
I used to work with this Nicaraguan guy, and he used to always be like, but like I want to be an artist, man. Like art is my passion, man. And I was just like, yeah, that's like awesome, man. And he was like, I have a, like a portfolio. I want to bring it in. I was like, yeah, that's cool, man. Like, bring it in. I'd love to see it. Just like being supportive or whatever. And then he finally brought it in. And I was like, oh, yeah, let me check it out. Just drawings of dicks. Dicks everywhere. Like, dicks going into pussies. Dicks, like, around other dicks.
Was
like,
he good?
I mean, like,
beautiful dicks.
There.
Am I right?
Really realistic?
And, he's like, and it was.
This man
was
can draw
there,
dicks.
And I was just like, each page, I'd be like, that's a dick. That's a dick. That's a dick. That's it. I turn up and be like, that's another dick. And then I was like, turn up and like, kind of be like.
So it was like just chat like, roulette.
Yeah, this is, like, really cool, man. And he was just like silent for a minute. He's like nodded, looking at the notebook. And I mean, he's like, it's my passion.
So he drew chat roulette.
Yeah, he did.
I think you should do that for Stan.
Dude, that's hilarious.
Yeah, it was crazy.
That's a, use the where, so was there like detail? Was he clearly like putting effort into the?
Yeah.
No,
like
he's
a lot
crazy
of, a lot
good
of great chromatic like use of color.
Chiaroscuro shading or like?
It was weird. He had like a nice mix of like pastels and.
The cut or like uncut or like what's going
the
on with these dicks? Yeah.
Yeah. That's all I want to know about.
No, I mean, the pastels.
He was actually, like, he really stuck. You know, like when you go to like Mexican theme restaurants that.
Like
kinda,
La Lucha, that luchador
no,
restaurant?
No, no, no. Not like that. But like a standard one. Like, say I go to Rochester, New York, and I go to the best Mexican joint in town, quote unquote.
Okay.
And like, it's. But like
the I love
weird
that example,
pastel
by the way.
Sort, yeah, exactly. That pastel, you know, like kind of like rigid looking coyote faces everywhere or something. It's like that, but with like dicks.
Holy shit, dude! That is such a good explanation.
It was like that.
Can we like pretend this guy's a fantastic artist and do a show at Muchmore's? You know how they
an
do
art
like,
show? They do a lot of those.
Yeah,
much more. Check
I mean.
It out. North 9th, Half Mile Street.
Dude,
Brooklyn,
we should
New York.
Do that.
Best bar in town.
Where's the air horn? Where's the air horn?
Let's do an art show for this guy.
We can merge it with the comedy show. Featuring the art of Juan Saramento.
I live for this
by
show.
The way, this was the guy who I talked to you about who came in like asking me for money and like got like drugged the night before.
Oh, so he doesn't work there anymore.
Oh, hell no. We know we fired his ass long
ago. Oh, okay,
time ago.
Yeah. Okay, never mind.
Control shift.
Yeah, but let's still do that idea that I said
you,
where we
you
like ruin our careers.
All right,
let's guess this gender, folks.
Oh, I can just click
and then
on
we'll
these
send
things.
You lovely
yeah, I need a beer
for the night.
Oh, well, Glenn, can you still hear me? Right, well, in the meantime, we'll just play you out some horns. Maybe, disgusting.
Disgusting.
Maybe some drops for you guys. Just, to, you know, just,
You didn't say the magic word.
That's a great drop.
What's that?
It's like, fuck you, deal with it.
Yeah, the bottle cap on, I'm trying to talk,
sorry.
But yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, the bottle cap on the bass there says pry off, which is just sort of like, yeah,
fuck
just
you.
Fucking wrench this thing off. Fuck you. Deal with it. Not like use a bottle opener. It's like pry this off.
Try a somersault.
Your bare fucking hand. Put it in your teeth.
We
if you're
need
one
Star
of those
Fox
assholes.
Drops so fucking badly.
New barrel.
Yeah, exactly.
Like your daddy did before he died. It did not avail him to barrel roll. And Ross's blasters mixed with Skywolf's technology or Starwolf or whatever fucking was his undoing.
Operation Skywolf. All right, let's guess this gender.
All right.
Kids.
I heard your daddy's death
from,
rose while he was doing a barrel roll.
Glenn, do you know Epping, New Hampshire?
No, so this will not avail me.
The
Flame of Udun.
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 Yeah.
Udane.
You're getting there.
Kuse.
Cat Udun.
Uday. Flame of Uday.
What's the Elvis word for another thing I say to myself silently when I'm at work, Baldur is this big northeast sort of
Baldur. Yeah, of the Havens, like basically.
Yeah, well they do like the northeast, they do Bronx, Boston is where they're based out of. And then they do like most of the produce you'll ever eat is from Baldur. They do like all the shipping for that.
Huh.
Like especially if you live like above like I don't even like Maryland.
But like I have this weird thing when I'm like just like zoning out at work where I will just sing shit to myself. But like one of the things, this isn't a song, but it's just I always be like, what's the Elvish word for produce? I'm like, barrel door.
No, I'm seriously sitting there thinking like, Baldur, I bet there is a character somewhere in like the Silmarillion or some family tree somewhere where it's Baldur. Like Baldur. I'm not kidding, because there's Gildor in
Do you think that there's like some guy who's like basically the equivalent Gildor. Of like a coolie, someone like lugging like sacks of rice around or something in the Silmarillion whose name was Baldur?
when Sam
and it's that like awesome of a name.
When it's just Sam, Merry, and Pippin before they get to Bree and run into Strider, and they're like roaming around the woods, they run into like this posse of elves and they hang out with them for a night or two.
Right.
And I think the one who's leading them is Gildor? I think it's Gildor of the Havens or some shit. Anyway, so Epping, New Hampshire. Let's just get some drop transition.
Yeah,
here.
What are we doing again? Or what are we doing?
Guess,
what do I have to do?
Guess the gender of the offender.
Thanks, me.
Playing that drop every time is like saying National Football League and killing time. You know that, right?
We got to run the football and stop the run of the football.
We got to score points with the football while we're playing
the football. In other leagues, you may not have to do that, but in the National Football League, you do. authorities say a New Hampshire person has been arrested 4 times in 26 hours for blasting the AC/DC song Highway to Hell and other loud music from their home and for throwing a frying pan. Police first issued a warning to Rhino, the defendant, on Tuesday afternoon in their home in Epping. They say, what? The Rhino thing? He's quickly, like, changed it.
It's like, the way he said it.
It was such a distinctive gender-based name.
It was so funny.
It was a heavily gendered name, and I'm, like, rolling full speed in the sentence. I'm like, oh, no.
The way he said the name was so funny. It was like, Rhino. Like, it was crazy. Your eyes were like wide, like, oh no, oh my god, I can't stop. This is like that movie Unstoppable.
Police first issued a warning to the defendant on Tuesday afternoon at their home in Epping. The police say they were called back an hour later and arrested them for the loud music. Police say the defendant was arrested again 5 hours later. They were released and arrested again before dawn Wednesday over more loud music. Police arrested the defendant again after their nephew said... the nephew tried to remove some of the defendant's belongings from their house, and they threw the frying pan at him. The defendant was jailed Friday and couldn't be reached for comment.
Wait, so who are these people? There's two people in?
Yeah, so there's the defendant, and then the nephew. The nephew is kind of irrelevant. The frying pan was thrown by the defendant and the nephew at some point.
Have this weird cinematic like cartridge roll.
Looney Tunes.
For me,
like,
it's more
like
so
the chick is cooking. He's like,
"You're not taking that shit." And, like, throws
but
the
Highway to Hell is blasting.
For me, yeah, the Highway to Hell is like what sets it off. Then the dude is like, you know, they get arrested a couple times, and after he's like blasting it like the fifth time, it's like, "Look, man, we've been like arrested before. I'm not into this anymore." It's like a younger guy nephew who looks up to a guy who's like not into it anymore.
Okay. All right, so let's get a little suspense going on here.
Bubble roll. Throwback.
Bubble suspense.
Pete has closed the gap.
Yeah! Oh, the
you just entered the Xander Zone.
Oh, Pete, you get a drop of your choice as your reward for victory tonight.
Don't yell the N-word again.
If I can find it.
Well, that drop is really good, but...
Or, you know, maybe I'll just play one dedicated to you.
I
could do that.
I am really glad that as soon as I went to the bathroom, you guys talked about rape while I was gone. Like, remember the three casts we had where all we talked about was rape, slavery, and then slavery and rape?
You know, I think
and then we stopped casting for like a year because like that's what we came up with the last time we casted. Oh, yeah.
So here's one. Here's this is for Pete's victory, right?
Oh, thank you. Thank you, folks. Lifetime Achievement. I'm Pete Matina. Hey, this next guy.
What was her name?
And then bring it back.
Tell me your fucking real name.
Bring back an old one. Maybe.
Yeah,
Yeah, we're shifting gears here, time.
Can we please make that T-shirt? God damn it.
The cage car?
Yeah, the Nicolas Cage bees? Car fueled by bees.
Can it be somebody
it's
like...
It's him in the driver's seat with like the cage over his head with
see,
the bees
I think it should be somebody like the car is... The cage mobile is pulled up at a gas station and somebody's like about to like... Somebody in a bear suit's about to like put fuel in the tank, but like bees are flying out of the gas pump.
That's a nice touch.
See, the way I envision
Thank
is
you.
Him on like the
or
open
Lisa
road,
Biesky, whichever.
And like the engine is bees, and the pipe is pumped directly into the wicker helmet he has on his head, and it's forcing him to shift gears, like with the amount of bees that you pump out to his head.
Hmm.
You know, because he's just
like gassing up the bees, man.
You know, it's like more amounts of pain, you know, and then like the beads recede a little bit, and then they send more bees, you know, gear up a little bit, get some more RPMs going.
Listen, Glenn, that was a really helpful suggestion. I really appreciate it. I think you put some thought into it. I don't know if that's the one we're going to go forward with,
Why
but I really like it.
Why is the gas pump filled with bees just being poured directly into Nicolas Cage's head?
Because it's a bee fueled car, Glenn. That's
the most... But why are you putting it into the bee gas tank instead
What's
of directly
our time
into
signature, Ryan?
2 hours?
All I want to know is, hold on 1 second. Why are the bees being pumped directly into Nicolas Cage's head from the bee gas tank instead of to the bee tank in the car?
Because you need to fuel the car and the Nick Cage.
Yeah, but there needs to be a bee delivery mechanism within the car to make it a
Listen,
viable
Glenn,
vehicle.
Pete and I will figure out the cage mobile, and you just sit there looking pretty like you always do. Don't worry about it.
You guys are full of shit.
Glenn's
that's
the
my
looks.
Final word.
Nick's the brains.
I'm the fucking
card.
DJ, no. Bitch.
Nice.
Hey, it's good enough to leave it on. All right, no, this is friendship humor. Listen to the friendship song, Friends.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.